from ABC News, good morning. I'm Richard Davies. Tougher oversight of oil and gas pipelines now being proposed by the Obama administration. This comes 1 week after the gas main explosion and fire in San Bruno, California. That fatal blast and destruction of homes raised alarms over aging infrastructure. In Congress, critics say the federal agency responsible for pipeline safety has been falling down on the job.
If the administration expects to be taken seriously on transportation issues across the board, they need to start stepping up to the plate.
Republican Congressman Bill Schuster. Pope Benedict has begun a state visit to Britain. Scottish bagpipes, part of the welcoming ceremony this morning in Edinburgh. Britain's Queen Elizabeth spoke this morning.
The Holy See continues to have an important role in international issues, in support of peace and development, and in addressing common problems like poverty and climate change.
The Pope's visit is controversial, coming after the scandal over Catholic priests who were abused and molested children. Speaking to reporters before he arrived this morning, the Pope said, "The church's top priority now is to help victims heal and regain their trust in the church." The foreclosure crisis goes on. A new survey from the marketing firm Realty Tracks says last month was a record for the number of homes seized by lenders.
Our most optimistic forecast is that we'll see another year's worth of record-level foreclosures in 2011 before the market starts to settle down a little bit after that.
Rick Sharga of Realty Tracks says the foreclosures continue to be a drag on home prices in most parts of the country. New Associated Press poll suggests Americans are more cautious about home buying, though most believe the market has reached bottom, and 70% say it's a good time to buy a house. This is ABC News.
AutoZone. Get the most out of your car with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
New spark plugs can help maximize engine performance. And right now at AutoZone, you'll save $1.25 per plug after mail-in rebate on longer-lasting Autolite Platinum spark plugs. That's right. Save $1.25 per plug. Limit 16. See store for restrictions and details. Give your car some get up and go. And get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Now at Office Max, when you buy $60 worth of any national brand ink, you'll get 3 reams of paper free.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's worth $13.
So I buy $60 worth of any national brand ink and get 3 reams of paper free?
Yep, and Office Max has the largest retail selection of ink and toner and over 900 stores.
3 free reams of paper? I could print War and Peace.
Maybe then you'd read it.
Office Max. Work with us. Purchase $60 of ink before taxes. Excludes HP Photo Value Packs, ink refill, and Office Max brand ink. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 9/18.
A new type of airbag, ABC's Aaron Katursky says it comes from Ford and is meant to cut down on chest injuries in traffic accidents.
Airbags save lives, but they can still cause cracked ribs and other injuries. Ford's Sue Siski says there's a better way.
Kindler, gentler airbags that understand who's sitting in the seat and then deploy in such a way that it minimizes the force, but yet offers the protection that they need.
The new airbags get a feel for the size of whoever's in the seat and pull away from the chest. They'll come standard on 2012 Ford Focus models and be installed in other Fords in the next few years. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The federal government says the rate of illegal drug use in this country rose last year by 9%. That's the highest level in nearly a decade. The rise was fueled by a sharp increase in marijuana use, says the report, plus a surge in ecstasy and methamphetamine abuse. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
It's 6:15 p.m. and you're hungry. You pick up a value meal from the local fast food joint and soon you're staring at a sad burger and stale fries in a paper bag? That's a value meal? At Cece's, we know that calling something a value meal does not make it a value. Endless Cece's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert. That makes it a value. So drop the bag, raise your expectations, and go to Cece's Endless Pizza Buffet for $5 and change. Because that, my friends, is a real value meal. Prices may vary. Beverage not included. Visit cc's.com.
I never thought it would take over my life. I never thought I'd lose all my friends. I never thought I'd steal from my mom. I never thought I'd start dealing. I never thought I'd go to jail. I never thought my kids would be taken away. When I started using meth, I never thought I'd lose it all.
Meth can take it all away, just like that. For more information, visit methresources.gov. Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
The Casitas at Traditions, luxurious two-bedroom, two-bathroom, fully furnished, professionally managed rental cottages available for rent 7 days a week. Each overlook the renowned golf course. The Casitas at Traditions, convenient access to the Texas A&M campus, championship golf, luxurious overnight accommodations right in the heart of Aggieland. To book your overnight stay or your corporate retreat, log on to traditionsclub.com or call 979-779-1007. The Casitas at Traditions, available to the general public, Traditions members, and Aggie fans.
Hey, Tom here, visiting with Brian from Gold and Silver Buyers. Brian, we've heard other companies advertise that they buy gold. Now, what sets Gold and Silver Buyers apart from the rest?
That's simple. We are the refiner. Many people claim to pay more, but we guarantee it. When you sell to us, there is no middleman, so instead of someone getting a cut of your money, you get your money. And we back that up with an ironclad guarantee. If you go anywhere in Texas and get a written quote for your gold or silver, we'll beat it. Period.
Gold and Silver Buyers, the number one gold buyer in Texas for a reason. Across from the main entrance of Texas A&M, visit goldandsilverbuyers.com.
If you have data in Oshkosh, you've got us. Launch and load at radioaggieland.com.
WTAW News Time, 6:06, a very pleasant 68 degrees right now. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Bryan City Council has named an interim city manager for the second time. It's BTU's Keene Register. Mayor Jason Byinski says Register was a neutral choice.
Neutral, meaning there are several people at City Hall right now that would like to be the next city manager. So to not give one an advantage over the other and putting them in the interim position, or to put them in the position and then it could hinder, you know, them, depending on what happens, you know, with council members approaching that potential candidate and saying, I need you to do this or I'm not going to vote for you, it could get really political. So it's best to put someone in there to kind of drive the ship.
Byinski does not expect Register to apply for the permanent manager's position.
I think everyone knows that Keene will probably be considered sooner than later for the head of Bryan Texas Utilities when that opportunity arises. He has mentioned that time and time again. He is happy to serve the citizens of Bryan in the interim position, but we have not talked to him about taking it in a full-time capacity permanently.
Register, who begins his additional duties on Friday, was the interim 4 years ago between Mary Kay Moore and David Watkins. College Station police and state investigators are looking into the death of a 9-month-old baby. The identity of the little girl who died Tuesday was not released. Police and fire went to a home in the 200 block of Winter Park last Saturday on the report of the infant being unconscious. Detectives are working with Child Protective Services to determine the cause of death and if any crime occurred. A crowd that gathered outside of Bryan Jack in the Box Wednesday morning had nothing to do with the business. Bryan police say the restaurant parking lot on Texas near Villa Maria was where a car pulled in to wait for an ambulance. Officer John Agnew says a babysitter was driving a 21-month-old boy from the 300 block of Ellinger Street to the hospital. The woman called 911 and dispatchers told her to stop for medical assistance. Agnew says the babysitter found the boy unresponsive. Efforts to resuscitate the youngster failed. Agnew says the Justice of the Peace has ordered an autopsy. No names have been released. Much political hay is being made in Washington regarding the so-called Bush tax cuts. Many Democrats are opposed to extending the tax cuts to those making over $250,000 a year, but not Congressman Chet Edwards, at least not for now.
I believe what we ought to do is make permanent the middle income tax cuts for people under $250,000 a year. And I believe we should extend the temporary Bush tax cuts for those making over $250,000 for at least 1 year.
Edwards says making the cuts permanent for those in the higher bracket would add $3 trillion in debt over the next 10 years. Still, many owners of S corporations would be penalized based on the structure of business law that counts all available business monies at the end of the year as personal income. A Texas A&M student accused of taking someone else's Aggie ring off their finger and tossing it into a field has been cleared of any wrongdoing. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office will not prosecute anyone related to last weekend's campus incident involving rival fraternities. Thomas Slaughter was arrested following a fight near the administration building. Slaughter's attorney, Craig Graves, says the man who did take the ring called him.
Another gentleman, he called me and, confessed to me and told me he did it. He told everybody in his fraternity he did it. He wanted to make it right.
Graves also heard from the owner of the ring, who said Slaughter had nothing to do with last weekend's incident and offered to help clear him. Then Graves contacted the DA's office.
And my hat's off to them. They put a couple investigators on it right away and went out and talked to the victim, talked to the young man admitted to it, and after that, they dismissed the case.
Prosecutors declined to press charges for several reasons, including a lack of evidence showing a lack of probable cause indicating Slaughter actually took the ring. If you hear the sounds of war breaking out this evening, you can thank the A&M Corps of Cadets. Tonight at 6, rifles firing blank ammunition and pyrotechnics will go off, and that will all be staged from Spence Park. Transportation Services officials say parking in the nearby University Center garage should not be impacted. It's the cadets' annual training exercise, Rutter's Rangers Quad Assault. It's expected to last about 20 minutes. And tonight's the last opportunity for anyone living in the College Station School District to offer comments about redrawing school boundaries.
They want to hear, whether you like or dislike the proposed zones, and they want to give everyone an opportunity to come and speak.
CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkel says the first two forums have drawn an average attendance of 150 and just under 20 speakers. Tonight's gathering starts at 7 in the auditorium at Consolidated High School. WTAW News Time is 6:11, 68 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Fixed mortgage rates have dropped to 4.375%, 4.56% APR. Go to LendingTree.com today, where refinance customers save an average of $260 a month or more. Click or call 1-800-555-TREE to find out how much you can save today. That's 1-800-555-8733.
My name is Jamali Rashears. With my local United Way, I help promote academic achievement and give kids a reason to stay in school. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
If you're a small business owner like me, here's a little advice. Valpak's direct mail, online, and mobile apps gives my customers more ways to save and my business more ways to succeed. I own a med spa. Valpak makes the phone ring and keeps my appointment book full. Listen, advertising with Valpak works for my business, and it'll work for yours too. Call them today to schedule a free consultation at 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
Hey, it's 6:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing.
Partly sunny and warm once again for today. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs will be 90 to 95. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Lows will end up around 75. Tomorrow, high pressure remains in control. Lots of sunshine. Temperatures up around 95. A stray thunderstorm possible tomorrow afternoon. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be near 75. Saturday's going to be partly sunny. High temperatures are going to be close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coming up in sports, we'll talk Aggie football, of course, as they get ready for Florida International. The Panthers coming to town on Saturday night at Kyle Field. We'll talk about that. The Heisman Trophy controversy, it's done. The award has been given back, and it will definitely be vacated for 2005. We'll talk about that. Big volleyball game tonight, the first State Farm Lone Star Showdown of the year. Texas coming to town. That and more coming up in sports.
But the greatest college football coach in the history of all time thinks that it should be in Austin.
Yeah, I've got him implying that.
It'd be good for the football program there.
Even though Vince finished a very distant second.
Well, but it's Mac Brown.
Sorry, Scott.
Don't you understand?
I know you're a fan and everything, but you know.
He's different than everybody else.
Yeah, I know.
And if he says it ought to be that way, then shouldn't it be that way?
Yeah, yes, Scott, you're right.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, in Michigan, Jennifer Tesh's 6-year-old daughter has been removed from the Madison Heights Wolverine flag football cheer team.
And she's how old again?
That'd be 6.
Okay.
And again, it's a cheer team for a flag football team. Now, Jennifer's mom contacted a TV station last month because she was upset that the words of one of her daughter's cheerleader chants. Did I mention how old the girl was?
I believe you said 6, Scott.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. Okay. The cheer she objects to says, "Our backs ache, our skirts are too tight, we shake our booties from left to right." Did I mention she's 6?
Yeah, that's a little unnecessary.
Yeah.
Cheering league members were outraged that she went to the media, saying it cast a bad light on the league, and she should have handled it internally.
Why, so they could tell her, okay, thank you, move along.
Yeah. They say she overreacted by going to the media. Tuesday night,
The team held a meeting to discuss the cheer and to come up with a solution. They voted to keep the cheer and voted to unanimously remove the child from the team.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is.
The cheer's more important than people.
Of course. Jennifer was almost in tears Tuesday night, saying her daughter loves the cheer team. She says she never meant to hurt any... Okay, she has to apologize for this?
Huh.
She said she never meant to hurt anyone. She was just standing up for what she felt was right. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
All right, so where is this again?
This is in Michigan. Just in Michigan. Yeah. Madison Heights Wolverine flag football team. Again, our backs ache. Our skirts are too tight. We shake our booties from left to right. I know that everybody would love to have their first grade daughter doing that.
You know. And you know.
Madison Heights is near Pontiac, which tells us it's not too far from Detroit.
Yeah, that's true. But you know. Yeah. I better be quiet or I'll offend somebody.
No, by all means, well, offend away.
I just, I used to be in a situation where I would watch young college-age girls dance in skimpy outfits in front of, well, crowds weren't that big. But I wouldn't be a daddy who could do that. I just don't think I could put my daughter out in a, I would not want to put my daughter in that situation. Would not want my daughter to be in that situation.
You know, I wouldn't want to embarrass my daughter right there in front of, you know, the football crowd or the basketball crowd or whatever it is. But I would very quickly, you know, remove my daughter from that team, you know, mm-hmm. as quickly as possible. I mean, before the contest was even over, if I had to.
I guess I can't identify what I was really saying is I can't identify with the grown-ups who want to have their daughters out there in provocative outfits in front of a bunch of strangers. But
are you ready for the, found the news story. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Prepare to auger yourself further.
Further, okay.
However, instead of concerns about the cheer being resolved, the Teshes instead claimed their daughter was tossed off the team. According to reports, Dwayne, this is the dad, mm-hmm. said the parents of another cheerleader suggested Kennedy be removed from the team. Kennedy's the little girl, uh-huh. while the matter was being discussed. Just kick her off.
Yeah.
Just kick her off.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't need you.
How old is she?
Six.
Six-year-old.
I think I mentioned that. Yeah, she's
six. So a
six-year-old six.
Victim of the whistleblower.
Right? Parents at the meeting reportedly agreed, and as a result, Kennedy was unanimously removed as a member of the cheerleading team. The team apparently told the Teshes they would receive a refund for the $125 team uniform, and that Kennedy would be allowed to try out again next year.
Oh, my goodness.
I
call the real estate agent.
Me ponders if there's more to this story.
Well, there may be.
Is this the squeaky wheel couple?
Yeah.
But I don't know that for a fact. Either way, it seems like an overreach.
And they may well be. But I can't imagine that using those words with 6-year-old girls dancing around out there in front of even their own parents is just, you know, that for that portion of it.
I agree.
And nobody's saying that those were not the words.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying those were not the words to the song. I imagine in that news story, they don't say, oh, no, the girls aren't saying that in their cheer. I mean, right? That's what the kids are saying.
Now they're saying the word booty for the shock value. I mean, they could have changed the word to hips.
Yeah.
And it probably would have been okay.
Yeah.
Not for me, as a dad, it wouldn't have been.
I'm not the dad of a daughter, so you're probably right. Maybe that wouldn't have been okay.
But nowhere does that group say that these were not the words to the song that the six-year-old girls were saying. Mm. So there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
My golly.
Ooh, that was a big soapbox. All three of us got to get up on that one.
Oh, that's right.
That was fun. Okay. Great
time together. Grr. Yeah. Info. Mason. Perfect situation.
Take that, America. You know what makes me sick?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Wake up, Homerica. Right?
Up, Homerica.
Okay.
Earl Pitts?
That's the one. Yeah, it's him. Yeah. Good morning meeting.
Seasons and styles may change, but the experienced staff at Riviera Salon and Day Spa can help you look and feel your best all year long. Connie Bauer specializes in a variety of massages, including hot stone, a great way to relax and get away from everyday stresses.
And this month, Connie is offering 10% off any one-hour massage. To book your appointment with Connie, call Riviera Salon and Day Spa at 693-0350 and be sure to mention this ad. Or you can visit them online at RivieraDaySpa.net.
Hey, 620, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Excuse me.
No, sir.
A little voice okay. Clearing there. Uh-huh. It's the 16th of September, it is, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Actress Janice Page is still among us.
Oh, my.
Yeah, she's 88 years old today. Mm-hmm. And what an elegant lady. Lauren Bacall, mm-hmm. her birthday is today. Of course, she's the widow of Bogey.
The Widder Bogey.
Yeah. She's 86 years old today. B.B. Uh-huh. King's birthday is today. Yeah. How about that? 85 years old.
You got to wonder, you know, when Lauren Bacall does pass, you got to figure mm-hmm. that's pretty much the end of a Hollywood generation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you try to think, okay, how many of those are still around? Not just, too many.
What, her and Mickey Rooney? I mean, if you just kind of go that Hollywood sure. scene pre-1960?
Yeah, as far as, you know, real box office draw types back then and stuff like that. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm guessing must have invested really well.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, she hadn't done any work in a long, long time, and I'm figuring of choice. And but, yeah, that was back in the studio system, back when things were a different time. And, of course, obviously she was very, very young to be partnered with Bogey in that. But that's probably right, probably the last connection.
You're right. Actor Peter Falk. Oh. Boy, we got a lot of in the 80s, a lot of octogenarians
there
today.
You are.
He's 83 years old today.
Parts of him.
Yeah. has he had work? I didn't know.
Oh, and he's got an eye that's not quite that old.
Oh, well, so. That's true. Yeah. Yeah, he's got a wanderer there. Yeah.
That's not quite that old. Oh, how well, often do you change, say that, though?
Well, you change it out every 5 years,
yeah,
you know.
Sure. Yeah, why not?
Get a new color or something. Betty Kelly.
I'd like green.
Yeah.
Oh, and one more thing. Yeah. Betty Kelly of Martha and the Vandellas is 66 years old today.
I wouldn't have known she was a Vandella. You know?
Yeah, or anything. Yeah. But hey, I just mentioned her in the same paragraph with Lauren Bacall.
Yeah.
So she's got to be thrilled, don't you think? Yeah. Susan Rutan was in L.A. Law. She played Bernie's secretary, right?
Oh, sure, why not?
She's 62 years old. Actor Ed Begley Jr. Mm. He's kind of a strange duck.
Yeah.
Yeah. But does a lot of work. He's 61. One of the Bellamy brothers, David, is 60 years old today.
He's the younger one.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Christopher Rich was on Murphy Brown and is now on the show Reba, is 57 years old today. TV weatherman Mark McEwen, who we mentioned, came back to the CBS Morning News, I guess it was, mm-hmm. right? Last weekend, he suffered a stroke several years ago. He's 56 years old today. Illusionist David Copperfield turned 54.
Living proof you can be a magician and still get a supermodel.
Yeah.
He's married to Claudia Schiffer.
Yes, he is. Well, yeah.
He was. I don't think they're married anymore. So.
Yeah, he made her disappear. And
or she made him disappear.
Yeah. Actor Mickey Rourke, the wrestler, who's, you know, made kind of...
Who washed his hair in 2000.
Oh, is that the last time?
I mean, if you look at him, yeah.
Well, and he's had some work done, too.
Yeah.
Not, oof.
Yeah, the other way, right? He's 54 years old today. Actress Jennifer Tilly turns 52. My goodness, we're still going here.
Yeah,
lots of birthdays. Richard Marx, the singer, turns 47 years old. Comedian Molly Shannon from Saturday Night Live is 46. Singer Mark Anthony is 42. He's the one that's married to...
Somebody.
J-Lo, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, to Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm. Amy Poehler, Saturday Night Live, Parks and Recreation, turns 39 years old today. And, okay, one of the Jonas Brothers, Nick.
Sure.
Yeah, well, I had to put that in.
You know it.
Is 18 years old today. Wow. There, that's what I got. Okay, you probably have more.
Oral Hershiser, the pitcher guy.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be 52 today. Mm-hmm. And Earl Klugh, who's a pretty good jazz guitarist. He'd be so we got two big guitar players. We've got B.B. King and Earl Klugh. Earl's 57. All right, 624.
If it's an engagement, if it's a wedding, if it's a party, come to the 2010 Fall Bridal Show and Benefit at the Hilton College Station on Sunday, September 19th from noon to 4 p.m. You'll find consultants and coordinators, cakes and lodging, jewelry and fashions, florists and venues, photographers and gift registries, entertainment and invitations, plus dozens of Brazos Valley wedding and party planners. Proceeds will benefit Breast Cancer Support of the Brazos Valley. Admission is $20 at the door and $15 advanced online at ido-ido.org.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
There's room for even those that want to make the pragmatic argument that a conservative in the Northeast can't win. I'll respect that to a point. But at some point, you can't compromise your principles any longer. At some point, you've got to stand for something. And we've tried it. So maybe those arguments in the past, when those went out there and argued for Arlen Specter against Pat Toomey, had some relevance. Or the Republicans that supported early on Charlie Crist. How did that end up? Not only is Marco Rubio now a leader of the conservative movement, I could see Marco Rubio as president one day. The guy is amazing. I've been around him enough to know. I can tell you he's the real deal. And this is what's happening.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today. Right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 626. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast, and it is just spectacular out there right now. Sunny and a high temperature of 94 today. Now, the humidity's pretty low, and that's the reason we're cooling down at night and making it very pleasant. Tonight it may not be quite as cool. It'll be down about 74, 75, we're thinking. But anyhow, winds will be pretty calm today. 94 and such all the way through Mondays, as far as the highs are concerned. Humidity's 87% right now, and boy, can't say enough about it. Go out there and enjoy it for just a little while. It's 68 degrees right now.
Scott and White Health Plan, your partner in wellness. Learn more at SWHP.org.
By slowing down, you can actually get more done. Sounds counterintuitive, right? But it really works. Come on and try it. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
It's no secret. People are switching to Arm & Hammer.
My name is Ilsa Singer. I have been in cat rescue for 20 years. I know cats, I know cat odors. Arm & Hammer Double Duty Cat Litter neutralized both urine and feces odors.
Only new Double Duty Clumping Litter combines advanced odor eliminators with Arm & Hammer baking soda to destroy urine and feces odor on contact. Guaranteed, or your money back.
I think it's a high quality product. I see a lot of value in it. I will switch to Double Duty Cat Litter.
Switch to Arm & Hammer. You'll never go back.
Thank you, America. For over 70 years, GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance, and because of you, they've been the nation's fastest-growing car insurance company over the past 5 years. To show our appreciation, call within the next 15 minutes, and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. This is not a limited-time offer, and okay, actually, you could call whenever you like. But why are we even arguing about this, America?
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Life seems to go too fast for many of us.
There's a wonderful Roman proverb, and it's festina lente, and it means go slow to go faster. And the idea is that personally, we need to slow down our thinking process in order to be more efficient and effective.
Executive coach Carlin Sloan, author of the book Smarter, Faster, Better.
Those people who take that time, you know, just in the evening to be with their family or to take that downtime, actually we see increased brain function and better productivity.
Carlin says that you will always think better and make better decisions when you slow your mind down.
And that requires nothing more than just deep breathing. You know, we have these amazing things in our bodies. Our autonomic nervous system can help us function better and think better. It takes about 30 seconds. And your autonomic nervous system will kick in and your best thinking will start.
If you doubt the power of doing this, try it.
Take a deep breath, and you can do that with me right now. And repeat that 3 times. And once you've done that, you'll start to feel your body relax. And we know that at that moment, your brain is engaging in a new way. The patterns in your brain are restructuring and your nerves are changing. You don't have to go away for 2 weeks to do a little reset. You only have to take this very short amount of time, and it can help you to be more effective on the job.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
They've been an indisputable force on the international jazz scene for more than 40 years. Now, these 10-time Grammy Award winners bring their vocal prowess to Rudder Auditorium to kick off the new Opus season. Direct from New York City, get ready for jazz legends, the Manhattan Transfer.
5,000 light years from Birdland, but I'm still preaching the rhythm.
These ambassadors of harmony will hit the stage of Rudder backed by an equally explosive band for an electrifying opening night concert.
Now you go through
Joplin, Missouri.
And Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty.
MSC Opus presents the Manhattan Transfer, sponsored by Allstate, Saturday night, September 25th in Rutter Auditorium. For tickets, visit mscopus.org or call 845-1234. That's 845-1234.
The number one nutrition store is here in College Station. Complete Nutrition has the number one weight loss system, muscle building products, or any products to get you healthier. Look better, perform better, feel better. Complete Nutrition.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 68 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 95. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mia's on Main. For windows beyond measure and more, it's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. For the second time, the interim city manager of Bryan will come from across the parking lot from City Hall. Mayor Jason Byinski says Keene Register of BTU has accepted the temporary assignment.
He's been a utilities guy for 30-something years. I think he would like to probably retire, a utilities guy. So we see him probably as a potential head of BTU in the future rather than the permanent city manager. But he came in for about a 9-month span the last time and did a lot of good. Everyone liked Keene. Keene's got a lot of private sector experience and public sector experience.
Byinski says choosing Register frees other city employees interested in applying for the manager's job.
We've got two excellent assistant city managers and department heads there to help us at the city, and so it gives us a chance to kind of mull over the applications and evaluate all the in-house people that we have without necessarily putting them in any circumstances or putting someone at a disadvantage.
Register, who was interim manager between Mary Kay Moore and David Watkins, begins his additional duties on Friday. A baby girl from College Station hospitalized since last Saturday has died, and why the 9-month-old is dead is being investigated by College Station Police and Child Protective Services. The name of the infant has not been released. Police and fire went to a home in the 200 block of Winter Park on the report of the baby being unconscious. The child died on Tuesday. A mass of Bryan police, fire, and ambulance vehicles and personnel descended on a fast food restaurant Wednesday morning, but the reason had nothing to do with the business. The crowd responded to a babysitter's 911 call that a 21-month-old boy was not breathing. The babysitter was headed to the hospital from a home in the 300 block of Ellinger Street. Dispatchers directed the babysitter to pull over, and the sitter stopped in the parking lot of the Jack in the Box on Texas near Villa Maria. Efforts to resuscitate the toddler failed. An autopsy has been ordered. No names were released. One of the latest political hot topics is the possibility of extending the Bush tax cuts on those making more than $250,000 a year. Congressman Chet Edwards says he's in favor of making the middle class cuts permanent and extending the cuts for those in the higher bracket, but not making those latter cuts permanent.
The problem I have with making all of the Bush tax cuts permanent, all the temporary ones permanent, is that it will cost $3 trillion in additional national debt over the next 10 years. And my question to those who want to make all the Bush tax cuts permanent, how are you going to pay for it? And how much debt are you willing to add on the backs of our children?
Many owners of S corporations say the law unfairly penalizes them because business capital left at the end of the year must be counted as personal income. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office will not prosecute anyone related to last weekend's fight on the Adem campus where someone removed a student's Aggie ring and tossed it into a field. Prosecutors have confirmed A&M student Thomas Slaughter was not the one involved in the incident. Slaughter's attorney, Craig Graves, says the victim contacted him, willing to help clear his client.
On the 13th, that's when the owner of the ring called me and said that he had heard that my guy didn't have anything to do with it, and he had verified that, and he wanted to know whatever he could do to make sure Thomas was not prosecuted for this deal.
Graves took issue with Justice of the Peace George Boyette, who set a $50,000 bond for his client to be released from jail.
And again, it would never be out there, but for the fact that Judge Boyette setting this, you know, just purely asinine bond. And I don't know, that's the part that upsets me the most. And, you know, there was no reason to do it, but for him to just basically just be mean to somebody, I guess.
No charges will be filed against anyone because there was no evidence someone was attempting to permanently deprive the victim of his property, according to the definition of theft. Tonight's the annual Rutter's Rangers Quad Assault Training Exercise from the A&M Corps of Cadets. That means gunfire and pyrotechnics going off from Spence Park between 6 and 6:30. Transportation Services officials say parking in the nearby University Center garage should not be impacted. By the way, the cadets will be firing blank ammunition during the exercise. And the first two forums on proposed boundaries for the expanding College Station School District have averaged about 20 speakers and crowds of about 150. CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle reminds patrons that tonight is the final chance to address the Board of Trustees.
They have a tough decision. They have to determine what's best for more than 10,000 students. And so they'll use this information that they get from the public forums and other feedback they receive around town. I'm sure they're getting plenty of that as well. And they'll do what they think is best for all 10,000 students.
Tonight's gathering starts at 7 in the auditorium at Consolidated High School. WTAW News Time is 6:35, 68 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Mia's on Main. More news at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, this is Jim Ross, your local State Farm agent for Mia's on Main. Our space at the Wells Fargo building is a total success because of Mia's practicality and great style. It's been a win-win situation for our employees and our clients. The creative team at Mia's is personable, fun to work with, and was realistic with my budget. From custom draperies, beddings, blinds, shades, and shutters to complete home office designs, call 823-MAIN. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main, located in the Brazos Decorative Center in downtown Bryan.
I'm Ashley Bergen of Fit You Personal Training. I eat burgers, I enjoy Mexican food, and I'll have a cold beer from time to time. Most of us do. I can teach you how to eat these things you love and how to get in shape and stay in shape. No diets, no shakes, no point system. There are no quick fixes. At Fit You, I'll teach you how to eat for the rest of your life. Call me at 492-1900. That's 492-1900. Let's look at your food, set up a workout plan, and let's get started today. Let Fit You Personal Training get you fit.
Hey, 637, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Look for high temperature. Oh, by the way, it's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. New people move to town. And they can get a welcome basket, information about businesses. Get your business there. Be an early bird. Get there first at BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure is going to lead to sunshine over the next couple of days. Temperatures, though, they're going to ease off a little bit. The high is going to weaken some by the weekend, and that should allow us to be a little more comfortable. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun Thursday, 90 to 95. Maybe a stray thunderstorm in the afternoon. Thursday night, partly cloudy with lows of 75. Sun for Friday, there's the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, 90. Saturday will be partly sunny and near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The first Lone Star, State Farm Lone Star Showdown is tonight at Reed Arena. Volleyball it is, as the Aggies, coming off that three-game sweep in Denver, will take on the Texas Longhorns. We'll talk about that. We'll talk a little Aggie defense, talking about a young man named Tony Hurd, a true freshman who's made an impact already. We'll talk about that and the Rangers. Boy, it's all falling into place for them. They won. Oakland lost. Magic number now 8. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
Well, there you are.
Mm-hmm. I really don't think, with 17 games to go, I don't think they're going to blow it. Scott, I think your Rangers are going to win the West and
my Rangers
head into the World Series.
I think they're Chase's Rangers. No, excuse me. They're headed to the playoffs.
Hey, I'm just trying to be a fan.
I don't know about World Series.
It's been a long time since they made the playoffs. 11 years, I think.
Has it?
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and they will. They'll get that part done.
So not bad for a team that was bankrupt.
That's it, right. Yeah. So, I got a call from a listener who said that they received a memo saying all these war things were going to start earlier. Maybe like 3:30. That they might be doing some stuff over on campus. And he said that came from Transportation Services. So I guess we can check into that. But just so you know, it may be happening a little early. Don't want you to be alarmed. Okay? Could be. All right. So
I'm looking into it.
Okay. And I knew you would at some point. And anyhow, and the guy was very nice. He just said, I got a memo from Transportation Services.
No, that's certainly worthy of investigating.
Appreciate y'all telling us about that. So the results of the old Tea Party upset win in Delaware yesterday, the talk of Capitol Hill. And at first, as we discussed yesterday, the national Republican leaders really didn't want to get on board with this Christine O'Donnell. Karl Rove continued to be critical of her, and he pretty pretty much got verbally smacked in the face by the people in Delaware, saying, we don't really need you to tell us what to think, Mr. Rove.
Was he besmirched by the people in Delaware?
Well, I don't know about that. Okay. But anyway,
Sorry, Chase.
Yeah, don't be stealing my thunder.
Well, I don't think it's copyrighted, but if it is, you let me know.
Well, I mean, this is the case of unintended consequences. I don't think there's any doubt. Big win for the Tea Party, but and again, Karl Rove is a smart guy. I mean, he's got to be in a pretty big room to not be the smartest guy in that room. And he got this fellow who was a business executive and baseball team owner elected in the state of Texas by listening to the people. I mean, he found out what the hot button issues were in different parts of the state, and his background came from direct mail, and he would pinpoint those areas and have his candidates speak to the issues that were important to them. And as a result, George Bush got elected governor of Texas by getting people who had voted Democrat for years to vote for him. And then he kind of took the same thing and put it on the national level, and by golly, it worked two times more. But now, somehow, he just seems to be deaf to the idea that people are mad as hell. I mean, they just are. They're angry. And it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. They're angry.
Sorry to jump in here.
Please go ahead.
Regarding, you've got a little bit of conflicting information. Core website still says 6. Mm-hmm. Texas A&M's calendar says 3:30 until 6.
Okay, so, and that's what he had said is 3:30. So
either way, and let's be honest, it wouldn't be a big deal probably either way, except for Virginia Tech 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And you start hearing gunfire on campus now, right, and everybody gets twitchy. So, and rightfully so.
I'm going to bet that within the next 45 minutes or so, we'll be able to talk to somebody. They'll probably call us, and we'll get to the bottom of that and make sure that everything is clear so that there won't be any confusion. Because you're right. Based on things that have happened before on college campuses, best that everybody that we can at least be in touch with.
Yeah, I mean, this is an unfortunate miscommunication because, this is one of those things where you really can't afford to have a miscommunication based on events in other places.
Yeah. So we'll get to the bottom of it, folks. So the deal is that Chris Coons had a big, big lead, it looked like, over O'Donnell, and all the models seemed to indicate that Mike Castle was well ahead, and then he lost O'Donnell. So as a result, here's Castle, who'd been in politics for 40 years, part of the machine. Now he's on the sidelines. And the Republicans really don't want to be, as a party, really don't want to be supporting her. So Karl Rove gets on, talks about all the warts and stuff. And she's got some. She has some things that need to be addressed. And but the executive director of the Delaware 912 Patriots told supporters at a victory party last night that he had a message for Karl Rove. With all due respect, no one is going to tell us how to take care of our business, end quote. Then Rove gets on Fox after that and challenges those people to, quote, prove me wrong that she's not electable. So there's kind of a little bit of nose bloodying going on back and forth. And we'll see. New Yorker magazine drug up a skeleton out of her closet promoting creationism, questioning the validity of evolution while on a CNN panel back in 1996. And as Karl Rove said, there's just a lot of nutty stuff that she said out there in the past. So we'll see how all that runs. But I guess now, as time goes on, Jim DeMint seems like the standard bearer for conservatism. And again, he was talking yesterday, saying that losing that Senate seat in Delaware is not the most important thing. Jim DeMint told reporters that Mike Castle wasn't going to vote on a lot of things with us, meaning conservatives. He supported the bailouts, he supported stimulus, the financial reform. Win or lose, we are fighting for the right cause. So he's saying it's not the party numbers that matter, it's the idea that conservative people get elected and then they are able to control legislation. And so, what's fueling the rise in the Tea Party? A CNN Opinion Research Corporation poll says 25% of Americans, 25%, trust the government to do what's right most or all of the time.
That many, huh?
25%.
Mm. I mean, wow. I'm serious. That
yeah,
many.
Yeah. 66% say they trust the government to do what's right only some of the time, and 8% say they never trust the government to do the right thing. And every time, and again, We understood the FEMA thing would be laughable, except it's so sad.
Well, yeah, because if 25% is right, that means that 75% don't trust the government.
Mm-hmm. True.
So what is to make us think anything other than in November there's going to be a big turnover? But, you know, they're not predicting the type of turnover that some people think it's going to be. It's so people are out there voting for people they don't trust.
What?
I know.
As we've discussed before, any number of times.
Yeah, their congressman is different, right?
They've had polls. Our guy is okay, or gal is okay.
My guy is, you know, one of those.
It's everybody else that's the problem.
Yeah, my guy is one of those that the 25% trust.
But look at all those crooks out there. One of the sidebars of all this Tuesday stuff was that there's going to be a new mayor in Washington, D.C. And what's kind of, I don't know, interesting slash frightening is Washington, D.C., by just about every measure, has the worst school district in America, which in its own way is kind of sad. But the mayor, Adrian Fenty, was defeated, and what he had done is he and the chancellor of Washington schools named Michelle Ray had really worked hard to reform the schools. I mean, they had fired a bunch of bad teachers, and, I mean, that's probably not the only reason, but certainly his education reform, the pundits are saying, was his downfall. He tried to better the schools. The fired teachers and principals rose up, and they were able to generate enough support to get Adrian Fenty voted out as the mayor of Washington, D.C., for trying to make the schools better. Vincent Gray is the guy who apparently is going to win there.
Hmm.
Now,
How big is Washington, D.C.? I mean, as far as – I wonder if anybody knows what the population is of non-government workers.
Of non-government workers?
Yes, right.
Nine?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, I'm just – and a lot of government workers live in Virginia.
Let me
just
say, are people receiving no government money? That would be nine.
Let me drag out the broad paintbrush and say anybody who's not working for government ain't paying taxes either, okay?
Yeah. Right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Tom's got a good point. A lot of the people who do vote couldn't tell you that Dick Cheney isn't vice president.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Well, sure. They don't know their senators and any of those people. Now, NBC News posed the interesting question, how old is too old to be a senator in U.S. America? The Senate is old and getting older. The average age of a senator in 2005 was 60. The average age now is 63. In the Senate today, a total of 48 senators have been reelected at the age of 75 or older.
Too old.
Well, you know, and it's interesting because as it shifts, as the baby boomers age out, as there are many people in their late 20s or 30s who become politically active, do they see a complete disconnect with all these turkey necks that are out there as their senators?
Very nice. That was sensitive.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't particularly like that myself. A little turkey neck of my own.
Okay, but
gobble,
I understand.
Gobble.
Now it's time to move the heck over and let somebody else come in.
I agree.
And that's everybody gets older, but sometimes you're going to have to step aside. And I think as people look at that now, maybe they do want some younger folks. Let's go ahead and elect somebody from a Midwestern state and let them serve for, I don't know, not quite a full term. Let's go ahead and elect them president and see how that works out.
No, I think we tried that.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Mike Vivaldi, the new general manager at Team Auto in Navasota. At home, my wife and two kids are my team. At work, my staff is my team. But we want to make you and your family a part of our team. You've never been able to shop 8 auto lines at one Brazos Valley dealership until now. So whether you're looking for Ford, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Mercury, Chrysler, Jeep, or Dodge, Team Auto has your vehicle. Visit MyTeamAuto.net or come to Navasota and let us make you a part of our team. Team Auto, Navasota.
Come see my daddy at Team Ford, Team Auto.
The number one nutrition store is here in College Station. Complete Nutrition has the number one weight loss system, muscle building products, or any products to get you healthier. Look better, perform better, feel better. Complete Nutrition.
Swimming pools are an investment in your home and your family's enjoyment. Protect that investment with someone you can trust. The Pool Guy is the premier service provider in Bryan College Station. The Pool Guy has a full staff of qualified, friendly technicians and quality products. The Pool Guy offers service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and
supplies, and even complete renovations. The Pool Guy, the preferred service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
Saturday, September 18th, learn about winterizing your landscape and pre-emergent weed control programs in lawns. It's Lawnscape Fertilization and Fall Weed Control this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Gardening is like driving from your house to New York City. There are lots of good ways to get there. No one person has all the right ideas on how you can get the most results for your time, effort, and money. You'll develop your own set of guidelines after you hear all the differing opinions. However, you need to assess those opinions carefully. Weigh each one of them against the common sense and experience that you have. Don't buy in on somebody else's wrong theories. I have some of the most common examples of mistakes gardeners make time and again. I'll be back with details right after this important message. Would you like to have a calendar that will tell you month by month? It's amazing when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. Our 2011 Texas Gardening Calendar will tell you exactly that in more than 10,000 words at the bottom of each month's grid. Now, if you will get the calendar, I know that you'll be making good decisions. You'll do the right things at the right times. The calendar is at a 41% savings currently in our pre-production offer. Now, when we go to press with the calendar, the price will go up. Here is the way you save 41% by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. We've been publishing our magazine for 25 years. Your satisfaction with this offer, with all elements of this offer, completely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. You get a full year of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, new or renewal, your copy of the calendar, and all of that information for just $34.95. The price will never go lower than that. It will go up. It will never come back once we go to press. 1-800-752-GROW. Call today. Call before it's too late. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. Gardening myths and mistakes. I enjoy talking about this because people do some things that just don't make a lot of sense. Frequent watering is best for your plants. Is that right or wrong? That's wrong. Truth is, it's much better if you water your plants deeply and make them wait for the next soaking. That way their roots will go down deeper. They'll be more drought tolerant. Fruit and vegetable produce taste better when it's grown with organic fertilizers. Right or wrong? Nope, that's wrong again. Plants take nutrients into their roots in water solution. To get to that point, they have to be broken down into elemental forms of the nutrients. The process is exactly the same, whether it's for organic or inorganic fertilizers. Taller grass is healthier grass. In other words, I'm going to raise the mower. It'll be more winter hardy or summer tolerant or whatever, and that's not true. That's one of the surest ways to ruin a happy, healthy lawn is to raise the blade too high. Mow at the recommended height and leave it there all through the year. Mulches keep our soil from getting too hot or too cold. Well, that's not exactly right. In reality, mulches can't stop temperatures from rising and falling drastically. What mulches can do, however, is to moderate the rate at which it all happens, and that's better for the plants. Just like you don't want to have frozen flesh thaw out too rapidly, you don't want to have frozen plants thaw out too rapidly. Same deal. Mulches do help, but it doesn't mean that they keep the plants from freezing. If an insect is one of your prized plant's visitors, you need to spray it. You better go out and spray that bug, and that's not necessarily the case. I've made a policy for many years that I only spray the plants that are either risky to me or to my loved ones or my pets or that are harming my plants. Lots of insects just kind of hang out there. They're trying to make a living like the rest of us. So make sure you have a real pest before you start spraying. Native plants are always better. Well, a plant is not necessarily going to be happy if it's from El Paso and you're growing it in Beaumont. It needs to be adapted. I'm Neil Sperry. Scale is important in landscaping relations. I'll prove it in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. It is 6:54. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a first look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, your official partner of the Big 12 Conference. With a focus on the Aggie defense and looking at some of the young pups back in the defensive backfield, Tony Hurd stands out. He's a true freshman from Missouri City who's gotten a lot of reps so far at the safety spot. And he's been coached up quite a bit by one of the best back there, the starting strong safety, Trent Hunter. Hunter talks about having the backs of the young kids.
Oh, you know, definitely. That's one of the things, you know, when I first came here, a lot of guys are kind of apprehensive about kind of helping the younger guys because they don't want to get their spot taken. And then that was kind of a big deal about Coach Sherman. You know, if you're a team and you're a team of brothers and you don't have a problem helping each other, competition is always going to make your team better. So, every chance I get, you know, I'm back there with Tony Hurd, you know, coaching him up. You'll see a lot, if you go back and watch the spring game, you'll see a lot of time, you know, I'm 15, 20 yards behind because I was out a lot of the time with a foot injury. And I was back there coaching him, you know, helping him make checks. Because you come in straight out of high school and you get thrown into this defense and we've already installed three-fourths of the things they were going to install. And it's a lot to take on. So, and he's also playing, you know, corner, nickel, and safety all at the same time. So he had a heck of a load. So I tried to do as much as I could, you know, to help him out and get him straight back there. And he's picked it up really well.
Aggies take on Florida International Saturday night at 6 o'clock. You'll hear the game right here on 1620, starting with the Fan Zone show at 3 o'clock. Aggie volleyball team is coming off a very successful weekend where they swept three matches of the Denver tournament, and that was a good springboard for Coach Lori Corbelli's team as they go tonight in their Big 12 opener with Texas at Reed Arena. It's the first State Farm Lone Star Showdown of the year, and the first serve is at 6:30. The Aggies are 6-4. The Horns are 5-3. The Aggie women's golf team were gracious in giving hosts for the fall tournament at Traditions the last 3 days. For Coach Trell McCombs, they probably gave away too much, too many strokes. The Aggie shot a 299 yesterday, finished 16th place among the 18 teams at the tournament. Alabama eked out a one-shot win over LSU for the team title. Well, it's all coming together perfectly for the Texas Rangers. Last night, they again lowered their magic number by 2. Now it's 8 to clinch the American League West. The Rangers beat Detroit 11-7 for their 7th straight win. One of the big hits was a home run by David Murphy.
Now a ground ball fair down the first baseline up the bat of Young. Trainer has scored. Bobon has scored. Andrews being waved around third. He will score. 3-run double. And the Rangers have blown it wide open here in the 7th.
That was from the night before. We'll get that home run call next hour, I promise. My problem. Dan Dickerson with the call. The Astros could not sweep Milwaukee as they lost yesterday afternoon, 8-6 in 10 innings. Houston is off today. They'll host Cincinnati this weekend. The head of the Heisman Trophy Trust says the 2005 award will be vacated after Reggie Bush said that he will give back his trophy. William Dockery said that the Heisman Trust has determined that there will be no winner. Bush announced Tuesday that he would forfeit the 2005 Heisman Trophy after the NCAA ruled him ineligible for that season due to receiving improper benefits. Former Texas quarterback Vince Young, who finished a distant second for the Heisman Trophy, he said that he really didn't want the award, and he begged reporters to quit asking him about it. Alabama coach Nick Saban says his Heisman Trophy winner is ready to go. Saban says Mark Ingram has practiced all week for the top-ranked Crimson Tide ahead of Saturday's game against Duke. The tailback missed the first two games after having arthroscopic surgery on his left knee. And that's your first look at sports. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota at 6:58. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What should your first thought be when you need to buy or sell property? Call Mel Schell on her cell when you want to buy or sell. Mel Schell at Keller Williams Realty. That's melschell.com. Oh, by the way, you may also know me as Melina Schellenberger at Keller Williams Realty.
Tom Line Plumbing and Irrigation specializes in commercial and residential new construction, remodeling, and repairs. Tom has experience working with the best home builders in the Brazos Valley. With over 40 years combined plumbing experience, Tom Line Plumbing has the most knowledgeable licensed plumbers in the area. Tom Line Plumbing, putting the customer's needs and safety first. For your next plumbing project or service need, call 324-1200 or visit linehomeproducts.com. Voted Best of the Brazos Valley 2010.
Hey, Aggieland, this is Chris Collins, new car sales manager at Allen Honda. Now is the time to buy a new Honda. The 2011s are rolling in, and we need to move all remaining 2010 models. We have 0.9% financing for up to 60 months on all Honda Fits and Civics. We have 1.9 for up to 60 months on all 2010 Accords, Insights, and CRVs. Put the special interest rates along with the crazy discounts, and you can't find a better deal anywhere. Come see us on the corner of Highway 6 and Southwest Parkway under the huge U.S. flag or at AllenHonda.com. Home of low prices and no pressure. Allen's got your Honda.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. Look for a high temperature today, about 94. So low temperature tonight around 75. Continue that pattern all the way through the weekend. Chance of rain, it's very slight at 20%. That'll be on Friday and Friday only. But it's nice right now. Humidity's down low and we've got to 68 degrees. Fox Radio News begins right here on Sunday, October the 3rd. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning. I'm Richard Davies. More Americans are using illegal drugs, especially marijuana. Findings coming in a new government report saying drug use rose 9% last year to the highest level in nearly a decade. ABC's Jim Hickey.
Hundreds of people attended a marijuana expo in San Francisco earlier this year
to educate the public on the reality of marijuana and hemp.
And the question of legalizing pot for medical use is on the California ballot in November. But the government's drug czar, Gil Kerlikowske, criticizes the 14 states which have already done that.
Many of them, of course, are finding significant problems.
And he says medical marijuana sends the wrong message and is one of the reasons for the sharp increase in the smoking of illegal pot across the country. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Tougher regulations on the way for the oil and gas pipeline industry. More than 2 million miles of pipeline cross the country. Congresswoman Corrine Brown worries about the potential danger.
Much of the pipeline infrastructure is reaching the end of its useful life.
After criticism in Congress and last week's fatal explosion in San Bruno, California, the Obama administration is calling for more oversight of pipelines. Pope Benedict XVI has started a four-day visit to Britain. Music greeted the Pope as he arrived in Scotland this morning. He was met by Queen Elizabeth, who welcomed him. The visit comes after years of declining church attendance in Britain and controversy over the priest sex abuse scandal. The government could be about to throw a lifeline to suffering small businesses. Legislation designed to open up credit to businesses and reward them with incentives to expand and hire on track to pass the Senate. Two Republicans decided to end a party filibuster against the bill and support it. Foreclosures continue, and a new report from Realty Track finds that the number of homes seized is now up to a record high. This is ABC News.
Now at Office Max, when you buy $60 worth of any national brand ink, you'll get 3 reams of paper free.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's worth $13.
So I buy $60 worth of any national brand ink and get 3 reams of paper free?
Yep, and Office Max has the largest retail selection of ink and toner and over 900 stores.
3 free reams of paper? I could print War and Peace.
Maybe then you'd read it.
Office Max. Work with us. Purchase $60 of ink before taxes. Excludes HP Photo Value Packs, ink refill, and Office Max brand ink. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 9/18.
There's complete.
Ready, set, hut!
And then there's most complete.
Blue 42, set, hut!
Like what you get from Centrum Ultra Men's, the most complete multivitamin for men. It has antioxidants to help support your immunity and nutrients like vitamin D for your colon. Centrum Ultra Men's, most complete based on number of nutrients among leading men's multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tonight's been declared National Money Talk Night, a new campaign urging parents to discuss financial matters with their kids. Bank accounts, credit cards, and saving for retirement are all-important adult life skills. But for most children,
there is no place in school at any level where children go through any sort of formalized education with respect to how to manage their finances.
John Olsheimer of Credit.com says this can be crucial.
When we throw them out into the real world after high school or after college, they're expected to learn it and they're expected to get it right essentially for the entire time that they have income and manage assets.
A recent survey of teens found 53% said they want to learn more about budgeting, saving, and credit, which is why many say parents should discuss this with them. The number of people who text while driving in Southern California has roughly doubled since a state law went into effect banning that. The findings from the Automobile Club of Southern California. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
Classic style and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A Marriott home is not only attractive, but it's functional and sensible. A Marriott home retains its appeal and value for many years. Magnificent homes with superior workmanship and long-lasting durability are characteristics of a Marriott home. This is Coulter Marriott, and we feel that your home should be an expression of you. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 33 years, one home at a time. Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley 5 years running.
Hi, I'm Mike Vivaldi, the new general manager at Team Auto in Navasota. At home, my wife and two kids are my team. At work, my staff is my team. But we want to make you and your family a part of our team. You've never been able to shop 8 auto lines at one Brazos Valley dealership until now. So whether you're looking for Ford, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Mercury, Chrysler, Jeep, or Dodge, Team Auto has your vehicle. Visit myteamauto.net or come to Navasota and let us make you a part of our team. Team Auto, Navasota.
Come see my daddy at Team Ford, Team Auto.
Let's face it, working out can be healthy, rewarding, and beneficial. Working out can be lots of things, but for some people, working out is not known for being a fun, exhilarating experience. Until now. Aerofit Health and Fitness Centers wants you to know that they offer the most fun and exciting exercise classes around. Try one of our popular Zumba classes. Zumba exercise classes fuse hypnotic Latin rhythms and easy-to-follow moves to create a one-of-a-kind fitness program that will blow you away. Aerofit also offers boot camps with the latest in group fitness. These boot camps offer you core exercises that are fun and interactive fitness experiences. And if you like to make a splash, then try out one of Aerofit's deep water group exercise classes. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but Aerofit. So don't settle for the same old gym routine during your workout. Check out all the many fun exercise options Aerofit has to offer. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Start today and your body will thank you later.
Legendary Texas A&M head coach Jackie Sherrill will be at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to visit, take pictures, and sign autographs. Coach Sherrill will also have his book available for purchase, with the proceeds going to Texas A&M scholarships. Come to Montelongo's before the game to meet Coach Sherrill and to view the showcase of Montelongo's collegiate jewel line of Aggie jewelry. This exclusive line of Aggie jewelry is made in beautiful sterling silver, spirited maroon enameling, and semi-precious gemstones. You can view all of the pieces already displayed in Montelongo's showroom, or you can also go online to collegiatejewel.com. Montelongo's Fine Jewelry, 401 University Drive East, the place to be this Saturday before the game as we get ready to beat the hell out of Florida International University. And for your chance to meet, shake hands, get an autograph, and discuss Aggie football with the one and only former Texas A&M head coach, Jackie Sherrill, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. For more information, visit montelongos.com or call 979-691-2019.
WTAW News Time, 707, 67 degrees right now. Very pleasant Thursday morning. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Bryan City Council has named an interim city manager for the second time. It's BTU's Keene Register. Mayor Jason Byinski says Register was a neutral choice.
Neutral meaning there are several people at City Hall right now that would like to be the next city manager. So to not give one an advantage over the other in putting them in the interim position, or to put them in the position and then it could hinder, you know, them, depending on what happens, you know, with council members approaching that potential candidate and saying, I need you to do this or I'm not going to vote for you. It could get really political. So it's best to put someone in there to kind of drive the ship.
Byinski does not expect Register to apply for the permanent manager's position.
I think everyone knows that Keene will probably be considered sooner than later for the head of Bryan Texas Utilities when that opportunity arises. He has mentioned that time and time again. He is happy to serve the citizens of Bryan in the interim position, but we have not talked to him about taking it in a full-time capacity permanently.
Register, who begins his additional duties on Friday, was the interim 4 years ago between Mary Kay Moore and David Watkins. College Station police and state investigators are looking into the death of a 9-month-old baby. The identity of the little girl who died Tuesday was not released. Police and fire went to a home in the 200 block of Winter Park last Saturday on the report of the infant being unconscious. Detectives are working with Child Protective Services to determine the cause of death and if any crime occurred. A crowd that gathered outside of Bryan Jack in the Box yesterday morning had nothing to do with the business. Bryan police say the restaurant parking lot on Texas near Villa Maria was where a car pulled in to wait for an ambulance. A babysitter was driving a 21-month-old boy from the 300 block of Ellinger Street to the hospital. The woman called 911, and dispatchers told her to stop and wait for medical assistance. Police say the babysitter found the boy unresponsive. Efforts to resuscitate the youngster failed. Police now say a justice of the peace has ordered an autopsy. No names have been released in that case either. Much political hay is being made in Washington regarding the so-called Bush tax cuts. Many Democrats are opposed to extending the tax cuts to those making more than $250,000 a year, but not Congressman Chet Edwards, at least not for now.
I believe what we ought to do is make permanent the middle income tax cuts for people under $250,000 a year. And I believe we should extend the temporary Bush tax cuts for those making over $250,000 for at least 1 year.
Edwards says making the cuts permanent for those in the higher bracket would add $3 trillion in debt over the next 10 years. Still, many owners of S corporations would be penalized based on the structure of business law that counts all available business monies at the end of the year as personal income. A Texas A&M student accused of taking someone else's Aggie ring off their finger and tossing it into a field has been cleared of any wrongdoing. Brazos County prosecutors will not prosecute anyone related to last weekend's campus incident involving rival fraternities. Thomas Slaughter was arrested following a fight near the administration building. Slaughter's attorney, Craig Graves, says the man who did take the ring called him.
Another gentleman, I mean, he called me and, you know, confessed to me and told me he did it. He told everybody in his fraternity he did it. He wanted to make it right.
Graves also heard from the owner of the ring, who said Slaughter had nothing to do with last weekend's incident, and the owner offered to help clear Graves' client. It was then that Graves contacted the DA's office.
And my hat's off to them. They put a couple investigators on it right away and went out and talked to the victim, talked to the young man that admitted to it, and after that, they dismissed the case.
Prosecutors declined to press charges for several reasons, including a lack of evidence indicating Slaughter actually took the ring. If you hear the sounds of war breaking out this afternoon, you can thank the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets. It's today at 3:30. The rifles firing blank ammunition and pyrotechnics going off will be staged from Spence Park. Transportation services officials say parking in the nearby University Center garage should not be impacted. The cadets' annual training exercise titled Rutter's Rangers Quad Assault is expected to last about 20 minutes. Tonight's the last opportunity for anyone living in the College Station School District to sound off about redrawing school boundaries.
They want to hear, whether you like or dislike the proposed zones, and they want to give everyone an opportunity to come and speak.
CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says the first two forums have drawn an average attendance of 150 and just under 20 speakers. Tonight's gathering starts at 7 in the A&M Consolidated High School Auditorium. WTAW News Time is 7:12, 67 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zwirneman Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zwirneman Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
WC Tractor and New Holland are excited to announce our new dealership in Bryan to better serve the Brazos Valley. If you are in need of any parts for your old Ford tractor, a zero-turn mower, or a brand new New Holland tractor or baler, just stop by our store. We're located on the Highway 6 feeder between Tabor Road and Woodville. If it's not on the yard, we probably have it at one of our stores in Brenham or Navasota. Find us on the web at wctractor.com or check out all our specials or call us in Bryan at 979-778-0325. Remember, that's wctractor.com on the web.
Hey, good morning, 7:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
High pressure is going to lead to sunshine over the next couple of days. Temperatures, though, they're going to ease off a little bit. The high is going to weaken some by the weekend, and that should allow us to be a little more comfortable. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun Thursday, 90 to 95. Maybe a stray thunderstorm in the afternoon. Thursday night, partly cloudy with lows of 75. Sun for Friday, there's the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, 90. Saturday will be partly sunny and near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie women's golf team finished hosting that fall preview out at Traditions. The team didn't do that well, but it was an exciting tournament nonetheless. Volleyball tonight, Reed Arena, the State Farm Lone Star Showdown. Yeah, it means the Longhorns are coming to town. And we'll talk about Aggie football, of course. That and more coming up in sports.
We need to, we haven't played the Florida International University Golden Panther fight song in a day.
No. Mm-hmm.
We need to go ahead and do that because everybody's, I mean.
By the way, in their game notes, just because you need to know this.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you might get a stern word.
Okay.
They, and it's in their game notes, and I haven't seen this since we played Louisiana Monroe. They want to be called FIU.
Oh, good.
Not Florida International.
They want to be FIU?
FIU.
Good.
Really?
Makes things easier for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, that is what they want to be called,
right.
FIU.
I thought they were going to say they wanted to be called Florida International, and that ain't happening. So it could be Panthers. Anyway,
huh.
That's just a little in-house shopkeep, you know, bookkeeping, whatever, note-taking.
I just remember that when we played, ULM?
Right.
You know, and they said, we are ULM. We are not Louisiana Monroe. Only in their game notes, they misspelled Monroe,
yeah.
and it was Monor. Monore.
Nicely done.
I think Leo puts manure on the field to help the grass grow.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right, there we go. Let's see, what else were we doing?
You were going to want the fight song,
oh, yeah.
Which
true.
I'm ready. So.
You got it. Let's. Here it is for the Golden Panthers.
It's like in three parts. Stop.
Yep.
There's one. Stop. That was two.
Uh-huh.
Stop. Okay, there's three.
Three.
So I guess four parts.
Yeah.
We're not going to hear it anyway.
That could be played with nine instruments.
You're right. Sounds like the words ought to be Bula Bula. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Oh, are you saying they ripped off OU?
Well, just good for them. I'm glad they have, you know. Let's talk about what's really important.
People, by the way, next week when we play Oklahoma State, I have the worst song ever.
Oh, okay.
Because it's what they play after they score. It's not their fight song. It's called the waving song.
Okay.
It's awful.
Okay. Let's get back to what's really important now. I mean, we've talked about college football. We've talked about Florida International. It's time for the
FIU.
I'm sorry. Time for the People Magazine list of the best dressed of 2010.
Well, who else is on there?
Thank you. Number four is Leah Michele.
Oh, from Glee.
From Glee. Number three would be, I mean, there's a full 10, but I'm figuring we want to have the absolute bright lights on the top.
Best of the best.
Yeah. Number three would be Jessica Alba.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Best dressed. Easy. Number two would be Rihanna. Notice how I pronounced that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the number one for the best dressed. I mean, just have you got a guess? I mean, I know your first thought's Paris Hilton, but that's not right.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian.
Okay. Meredith Vieira. I don't know who.
Yeah, Meredith Vieira.
Meredith Vieira.
Throwing out a name.
Betty White.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, something in chiffon.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Jennifer Aniston would be number one.
Okay. Yeah.
Best dressed?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, you know, I mean, her career's in the dumper, so she might as well get
and
best
she's
dressed.
Famous. She's right. Famous now for making really bad movies and getting dumped by Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
I mean, Friends has been off the air.
Oh, but she's been dumped by a lot of people since Brad Pitt.
But
her career
Friends has been off the air for 10 years.
Yeah, her career's been in the dumper for about 8 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, and somehow or other, she keeps popping up on these
lists. We don't keep hearing about Matthew LeBlanc, for crying out loud.
That's right, because he lays low. He knows he has no career.
Yeah, he's just taking his money and he's invested.
He's getting residual checks.
That's it.
He's waiting for the next Friends reunion special, you know?
He'll show up with a beer gut.
Well, he keeps texting
How
him going,
you doing?
Are we going to do this? Are we going to do a reunion show? Come on.
I've got dates. I'm
That's
open.
Right. That's right. I got mall closings and openings I need to do, but aside from that.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. The Texas Board of Education.
Mall closings?
Really?
Yeah. What happens when you get called for a mall closing?
Is he going to be in Brownwood this weekend?
What does he do? The countdown to the implosion?
Look him up. Let's see what he's doing.
Yeah.
Let's see what he's doing.
I'm on it.
All right. Let's find out what Matt LeBlanc is doing.
Matt LeBlanc.
See, folks, we talked about this off the air yesterday, but I know we didn't really, but
the fan side
calling Phoebe, see if she's got anything going.
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, never mind.
Nothing. Well, you know, all those people, really, I guess, except for, well, okay, what's your name? Your favorite has a new show,
okay,
right?
Okay, we're stopping. We're not going any farther, okay?
I want a focus group,
Scott. No, on Friends, on a show that's been off the air for 10 years and wasn't all that good while it was on.
Now
you're going to bed.
I'm just going
to step out the way.
I guess I can't say because I never saw it, but you're right.
Yeah.
The Texas Board of Education considering regulating how Texas textbooks can describe Islam. One board member has complained that textbooks have been tainted with gross pro-Islamic anti-Christian distortions. According to the Dallas Morning News, supporters of the resolution claim that more such discriminatory treatment of religion may occur as Middle Easterners buy into the U.S. public textbook system that they've got. As they are doing so, they're offered no specific evidence of such investments as they are, in other words, buying in. I don't know who that was. Do we know if that was McElroy? We don't know.
It's the first I've heard of it.
Do know. Yeah. Anyway, it was in Dallas Morning News. All right, let's see. Let's talk about what's important, too. As college freshmen have settled into their life on campus, health and nutrition experts warn that freshman 15 is no myth. You do a search of the term, and you'll find colleges across the country are offering advice to incoming freshmen about how to avoid gaining extra pounds. A fourth-year student at Samford University offers up some tips for making your way through the cafeteria without overdoing it. If you eat 120 more calories per day, you know, they're saying eat. Can we say if you consume? Because it may not be eating that causes the extra calories. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's good. That's an excellent point.
If you consume more calories per day than you burn, like 120, that's 3,600 extra calories per month, or about a pound. In a year, that's 12 pounds. And over your four-year college career...
Who goes for 4 years anymore?
Yeah.
Overachievers.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you never go to a football game?
Well, yeah.
Well, that's like when they do
the party.
Well, that's like when they do the talk about the tax rate, you know, property tax rate. For somebody living in a $100,000 house. Okay, fine. That's
The only reason we do that is because the math's easy.
The math is easy. And you're talking media people who probably didn't take math in college. Anyway.
No more than I had to.
That's right. Over that 4 year college career, that's 50 pounds. Before you put anything else on your plate, before you consume anything else, stop at the salad bar. Sure. Make sure that at least half your plate is filled with colorful fruits and veggies.
Yeah, because after nights of binge drinking, everyone goes to the salad bar at 2 o'clock in the morning.
You need some carbs to suck that stuff up, right?
Yeah, it's pancakes and nachos at 2:30, all right?
The other half of your plate should contain lean protein sources.
Right.
Choose baked.
I have a turkey bacon. Scrambled eggs.
Well, the deal is you're stopping at the drive-thru on the way home anyway. It has nothing to do with the cafeteria.
Yeah.
You're going to get something and be eating it out of a bag, and it's wrapped in paper, okay?
Yeah. With double cheese.
Yeah, or foil. Oh. A can of Coke has 140 calories per serving. One can a day can add an extra pound to your body over a month's time, so choose water. Okay, or skim milk. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I want.
Glad we can help you with
skim milk, also known as water with a teaspoon of flour in it.
Oh, man. Yeah, when my taste buds are screaming at me.
Yeah.
Judy, I'll have some skim milk because I am famished. Yeah.
I'm glad that we can help you as you fight that. All right, now here's a battle of biblical proportions. It's one IHOP, better known as the International House of Pancakes, since we're talking about this.
Oh, no.
Do you know where we're going?
I think I do.
Fights another IHOP, which would be the International House of...
Prayer.
That's right.
I knew it.
Over the use of those four famous letters. Last week, Pancake IHOP filed suit against Church IHOP, alleging trademark dilution and infringement. You know the Pancake IHOP, of course. Who could forget the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity?
Oh, my goodness.
Where else would you want to go but there when you want to get pancakes that have been stuffed with cheesecake, after all, with boysenberry syrup on top of it?
And a Diet Coke, please.
Anyway, the breakfast chain been around since the late 50s using that IHOP acronym. since the early 70s.
Well, but you know the new one in Bryant, Texas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They went ahead and spelled it all out.
Did yeah. they?
They nearly had to make that restaurant 100 yards wide to get all those letters up
you
there.
You been in there?
No,
yeah, I
have.
Haven't.
I haven't.
But, I have.
But it says International House of Pancakes
yeah.
on there.
Yeah, it's a nice little restaurant.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
How's it different than the original? The original one
It's not
here.
Shaped like an A.
Yeah.
It's newer.
Yeah.
It's bigger.
Yeah.
More tables.
Yeah. How's it smell as soon as you get in there?
Smells like breakfast.
Like bacon frying. And
bacon
what's wrong
frying.
With that,
see, that's what I'm saying. It's bacon frying.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile.
See, back when I was in college, I'd go to the one over there at University and South College, and uh-huh. you'd go in that special room, you know, the smoking room.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it smelled like bacon and cigarettes. It was a dream come true for a college student.
Yeah. All right, yesterday I'm at the spice rack. We'll get back to this in a minute.
You're
I'm
at the spice rack.
I'm looking for, yeah, I'm looking for some spices.
What yeah. spices were you looking for? I'm just curious.
Yeah, little.
A little turmeric.
Yeah. Little
ginger.
Yeah.
I was looking for a blended spice.
Tarragon?
That, no.
Rosemary?
Got all those. Anyway,
uh-huh.
I was looking for a blended spice that McCormick apparently makes, but I couldn't,
you couldn't find it.
No,
but isn't it hard to find stuff on the spice rack?
No, it's okay.
It's supposed to be in alphabetical order, but sometimes.
Yeah.
You know,
who
I
has
know,
the time?
It's a Greek
talk
alphabet.
Talk about smacking of effort.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the type is a little. Anyway.
That's right. Yeah.
But they had bacon flavored salt.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Put that on your popcorn.
Ooh, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, Christmas gift for Chase. Okay. Meanwhile,
yeah. Yeah, see, with a little watermelon.
Because you could put that on your cheese fries as soon as they come out.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
as
you're
soon
right.
as they come out of the grease.
And
you know,
it's
go
everything.
Ahead and, go ahead and sprinkle that on your fries and then put the cheese on top.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
it?
And your ranch.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there's the other IHOP. That's the mega church in Kansas City. It's open 24/7 every day of the year for folks to pop in and pray. This IHOP. Founded in 1999.
P&P, as they try to call it.
The old pop and pray.
All right.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, anyway.
P&P at the IHOP.
Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I got a P&P, and I'll be right there.
This
so.
Was
That'll get you a look. That'll get you a look if somebody doesn't know what you're talking about.
This one was founded in 1999. The lawsuit against Prayer IHOP isn't seeking any monetary
I
damages.
I have a solution. There's such an easy solution to this.
Here we go. We're about to save the IHOP v. IHOP. And
yeah.
What is it?
Go ahead.
What
yeah.
you do,
P&P.
Since, you know, when people stop to P&P, it's terrible.
Speak to us, preacher.
What you do is the people from IHOP Church go to IHOP restaurant and say, look, we're open 24/7. You're open 24/7. We'll devote this much space, put an IHOP inside IHOP.
Oh, that's good. Either that or put coupons in the offering plate.
Breaking the rules is nothing new for the BMW 3 Series. That's what made it an icon and put it on the Car and Driver 10 best list for an unprecedented 19 years in a row. So now the 3 Series is breaking rules again with an exceptional offer of no down payment required. That means no security deposit either. Just take the wheel of your 3 Series, sedan, coupe, or convertible, and make your first month's payment. Or if you'd prefer, take advantage of exceptional 0.9% financing. It's up to you. Either way, it's a rare chance to drive this ultimate driving machine. And remember, you'll be covered by BMW no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands over other brands, according to Edmunds.com. So come test drive the rule-breaking 3 Series today at a BMW center near you.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Senator Phil Graham.
68 times there were efforts to cut wasteful spending, but Congressman Chet Edwards didn't support a single one. Chet Edwards voted for every Obama appropriation causing the deficit to explode. Chet voted for the $1 trillion stimulus bill, the bailout bill, the Obama budget with a $1 trillion deficit, and on February the 4th, he voted for the largest increase in federal debt in American history. 6 days later, Congressman Chet Edwards wrote to the people of the district, "This election is about fiscal responsibility, so we don't drown our children in national debt." Don't you love Washington? The hypocrisy, the cynicism. Don't we deserve better?
I'm Bill Flores, candidate for Congress. I approve this message. If you send me to Washington, I'm going to shut down the Obama spending machine. Paid for by Bill Flores for Congress.
Hey, good morning, 728. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered a welcome basket with information. Get your business there. Be there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 94 for a high temperature today. Sunny skies. We'll have a slight chance of showers on Friday, but aside from that, it's pretty much sunny skies through Monday. High temperature each day will be in the middle 90s. Lows will be in the lower 70s. Right now, it's pleasant out there. We've got 68 degrees.
Okay, let's see. Feast with royalty. Check. Throw back a cold one. Check.
Hey, buddy, what are you doing?
Eat a steaming hot turkey leg. Check.
Oh, you're checking your to-do list for the Texas Renaissance Festival. Hey, don't forget Dancing with a Merry Maiden. I'm gonna have to wash my tights.
Check off your to-do list at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Journey to a magical world of wonder. Behold new adventures, exotic foods, unique shopping, and endless entertainment. Enjoy 8 themed weekends, October 9th through November 28th. Get tickets online at texrenfest.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, my friends, Republican voters are sending an unmistakable message to their own camp. Florida, Charlie Crist is out. Marco Rubio is in. Utah, Mike Lee is in. Bob Bennett's out. Alaska, Joe Miller's in. Lisa Murkowski's out. Sharon Angle cleared to Dex in Nevada. In New York, the Republican establishment candidate Rick Lazio's out. Carl Palladino is in, and of course in Delaware, Christine O'Donnell is in. Mike Castle is histoire. In the blue state of Pennsylvania, Arlen Specter had to jump ship and run as a Democrat. He lost. And now conservative Pat Toomey is leading in the polls. In dark blue Massachusetts, Scott Brown already serving in the so-called Kennedy seat. Chris Christie governing the blue state of New Jersey. Obama threw his own candidate, Cree Deeds, under the freight train in Virginia. Which Democrats declared a blue state? Robert McDonnell, conservative Republican, now governor. In Ohio, Republican candidates John Kasich, Bob Portman are polling ahead of Democrats for governor and Senate. In California, all of all places, Meg Whitman leading Jerry Moonbeam Brown. Barbara Boxer is in a fight for her political life. Conservative candidates are running in congressional districts they abandoned ages ago, and they're competitive. Bottom line, you can put a fork in liberals of all stripes. They're almost done. Rhinos, Republicans in name only, are now an endangered species. There is a conservative ascendancy effervescing. It will carry the day, one candidate, one election at a time.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Fixed mortgage rates have dropped to 4%, 4.185% APR. Go to LendingTree.com today, where refinance customers save an average of $272 a month or more. Click or call 1-800-555-TREE to find out how much you can save today. That's 1-800-555-8733.
My name is Ruth Rusi. I volunteer with United Way, reading to children to help prepare them for a better academic future. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
If you're a small business owner like me, here's a little advice. Valpak's direct mail, online, and mobile apps gives my customers more ways to save and my business more ways to succeed. I own a med spa. Valpak makes the phone ring and keeps my appointment book full. Listen, advertising with Valpak works for my business, and it'll work for yours too. Call them today to schedule a free consultation at 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Byanski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:33, 67 degrees right now at the studios. Very pleasant Thursday morning. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. For the second time, the interim city manager of Bryan will come from across the parking lot at BTU. Mayor Jason Byinski says Keene Register of BTU has accepted the temporary assignment.
He's been a utilities guy for 30-something years. I think he would like to probably retire a utilities guy. So we see him probably as a potential head of BTU in the future rather than the permanent city manager. But he came in for about a nine-month span the last time and did a lot of good. Everyone liked Keene. Keene's got a lot of private sector experience and public sector experience.
Byinski says choosing Register frees up other city employees interested in applying for the manager's job.
We've got two excellent assistant city managers and department heads there to help us at the city, and so it gives us a chance to kind of mull over the applications and evaluate all the in-house people that we have without necessarily putting them in any circumstances or putting someone at a disadvantage.
Register, who is interim manager between Mary Kay Moore and David Watkins, begins his additional duties on Friday. A baby girl from College Station hospitalized since Saturday has died, and why the nine-month-old is dead is being investigated by College Station Police and Child Protective Services. The name of the infant has not been released. Police and fire went to a home in the 200 block of Winter Park on the report of the baby being unconscious. The child died on Tuesday. A mass of Bryan police, fire, and ambulance vehicles and personnel descended on a fast food restaurant Wednesday morning, but the reason had nothing to do with the business. The crowd responded to a babysitter's call to 911 that a 21-month-old boy was not breathing. Police say the babysitter was headed to the hospital from a home in the 300 block of Ellinger Street. Dispatchers directed the babysitter to pull over and wait for medical attention. She stopped in the parking lot of Jack in the Box on Texas at Villa Maria. Efforts to resuscitate the toddler failed. An autopsy has been ordered. No names have been released. One of the latest political hot topics is the possibility of extending the Bush tax cuts on those making more than $250,000 a year. Congressman Chad Edwards says he's in favor of making the middle class cuts permanent and extending the cuts for those in the higher bracket, but not for making those latter cuts permanent.
The problem I have with making all of the Bush tax cuts permanent, all the temporary ones permanent, is that it will cost $3 trillion in additional national debt over the next 10 years. And my question to those who want to make all the Bush tax cuts permanent, how are you going to pay for it? And how much debt are you willing to add on the backs of our children?
Many owners of S corporations say the law unfairly penalizes them because business capital left at the end of the year must be counted as personal income. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office will not prosecute anyone related to last weekend's fight on the A&M campus where someone removed a student's Aggie ring and tossed it into a field. Prosecutors have confirmed A&M student Thomas Slaughter was not the one involved in the incident. Slaughter's attorney, Craig Graves, says the victim contacted him willing to help clear his client.
On the 13th, that's when the owner of the ring called me and said that he had heard that my guy didn't have anything to do with it, and then he verified that, and he wanted to know whatever he could do to make sure Thomas was not prosecuted for this deal.
Graves took issue with Justice of the Peace George Boyette, who set a $50,000 bond for his client to be released from jail.
And again, it would never be out there, but for the fact that Judge Boyette set this, you know, just purely asinine bond. And I don't know, that's the part that upsets me the most. And, you know, there was no reason to do it, but for him to just basically just be mean to somebody, I guess.
No charges will be filed against anyone because there was no evidence someone was attempting to permanently deprive the victim of his property, according to the definition of theft. Tonight's Rutter Ranger assault, or Rutter's Rangers quad assault, is at the, or actually this afternoon, is a training exercise from the A&M Corps of Cadets. That means fake gunfire and pyrotechnics going off from Spence Park starting about 3:30 this afternoon. Transportation officials say parking in the nearby University Center garage should not be impacted. And the first two forums on proposed boundaries for expanding the College Station School District have averaged about 20 speakers and crowds of about 150. Tonight's your last chance to let the board hear your opinion on attendance rezoning. That's tonight at 7 at the A&M Consolidated High School Auditorium. WTAW News Time is 7:38, 67 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. Orthopedics.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When it comes to orthopedics, St. Joseph excels in Texas and the nation.
So much so that HealthGrades made them the recipient of the 2009 and 2010 HealthGrades Spine Surgery Excellence Award,
ranking them in the top 5% in the nation for spine surgery,
and bringing them five-star ratings for joint and total knee replacement and back and neck surgery.
Impressive? Yes. But no less than their commitment to what's most important to them, you.
And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for over 14 years with the same local management, with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Competitive pricing without compromising quality is our goal. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out by 5, and drive-through convenience with courteous and personal service. With four convenient locations to serve you in Bryan College Station, with the newest on Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, and one in Navasota, you know you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
Hey, good morning, 7:39. Let's check some weather, brought to you by United Roofing.
Partly sunny and warm once again for today. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs will be 90 to 95. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Lows will end up around 75. Tomorrow, high pressure remains in control. Lots of sunshine. Temperatures up around 95. A stray thunderstorm possible tomorrow afternoon. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be near 75. Saturday's going to be partly sunny. High temperatures are going to be close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Last hour we talked about the young man, the free safety Tony Hurd, who has been getting a lot of playing time, the true freshman. This hour we'll hear what Tim DeRuiter, his defensive coordinator, thinks about the young man's play. When we talk Aggie football, we'll also talk volleyball, State Farm Lone Star Showdown tonight at Reed Arena with the Longhorns. That and more coming up in sports.
How about our next Secretary of State being Lurch? How about a Lurch for Secretary of State?
No, thanks.
I don't know. U.S. News and World Report says that John Kerry might very well become the top diplomat if the Hillster decides to bow out before President Obama's first term is over.
So that she can...
Well, I don't know. She might replace Joe Biden as the vice president. Or do something else. Don't know. May decide to sit home and wait to become a grandma.
Yeah.
That's probably not right.
You know. I think she's on the cell phone right now with Chelsea. I'm waiting.
That's right. Granny Hillary. Yeah, can see that happening.
I mean, seriously, do you think she'd want to be vice president for 4 years and get into the White House from that route?
No.
Or do you think she'd want to just be grandma and take 6 years to build her 2016 campaign?
Excuse me. The clock is ticking. Okay.
Well, how old is she?
I am grandma.
Thank you.
So, see, that role's taken.
No, I know. She's my age. She's 62.
Okay.
And she's 63.
Right. Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, Tom, what have you done with your life?
Yeah. Well, haven't we had that talk, though, about the whole idea of people getting older and being in politics?
You're right. So, in 6 years, she'll be 69. So,
Speaking of, what have you done with your life? Uh-huh. A 15-year-old Oklahoma high school freshman. That'd be high school freshman obtained a perfect score on the college entry ACT test.
Mm-hmm. Can
you pronounce his last name?
Well, does he ever have a date?
It's a she, but that's fine.
Okay,
don't know.
Don't know? Don't know her last
and this
name.
Was supposed to be a practice run. Mm-hmm. Jolie Potts said she was only taking the ACT as practice.
Practice.
For retaking it during her ensuing years of high school.
Talking about a game, man. You're talking about practice.
She goes, I'm good. We're good. Okay. Anyhow.
Practice. So was it practice? I mean, she can't count it. It's
practice.
Real.
Perfect 36. Practice. Here's the killer. Jolie says, quote, I hadn't taken chemistry or physics yet, and there were a bunch of questions on it. So I guess I'm a good guesser.
Oh, so she got this by luck? I don't think so, sweetheart. I call foul.
We're not going to allow this to count. This one can't count. I did the practice test and got a perfect score.
Practice.
Okay.
Practice.
Practice, man. All right. All right, so apparently we have even more information today because we didn't talk yesterday enough about the Opalites, as I called them. The
religious following.
Yeah, the Opalites.
Yeah. Yeah, they're having they're taking a missionary trip to Australia.
They are, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
They're going to go proselytize.
They are, right. Yeah, going over there.
Yeah, all with their new cell phones. Yeah.
That, and I guess they'll be selling DVDs of her because, you know, she's not making
money. Now, hang on. I mean, wouldn't there be a huge conflict there? I mean, you got all the Opalites, and then there's, you know, the Scientologist pilot.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
It would be a little conflicted.
He's talking L. Ron Hubbard to them, and they're talking Opa to him.
Yeah,
and
some guy who came down from a flying saucer.
It's fraught with disaster.
Yeah. Well, is he going to dance down the aisle to staying alive during this thing, you think? I don't know. Yeah, I know. It's been a few years, but I can still do it.
Now, we mentioned yesterday, though, that Australia is shelling out about $3 million to bring Opa to town.
Oh, well, she's going to do some shows from there and build up Australia, right?
But to expand, see, that's it, expanding this. Australia paying the big bucks for all of this stuff. Tourism officials insist it is worth it. One tourism minister fessed up to the fact that the government spent hundreds of millions of dollars over 30 years without much effect, but said that Opa's visit and the publicity that'll go along with it expected to have a real impact on tourism. Quoting now, the publicity that Opa will bring to Australia from around the world is something that you couldn't buy. Well, unless you pay $3 million for it, and then you do buy it.
Right. With Opa, you could buy it.
I guess. Opa would find a way.
That's
But to go along with that, a Texas woman who was in the audience when Opa made the announcement about the trip, said that she's giving away her ticket. Melissa Nelson, who is an English teacher.
Yeah, she didn't want to bribe with all those commoners.
That's right. Said she was the guest of a fellow teacher who Nelson described as the ultimate Opa fan. At the season opening taping in Chicago, both received invitations to visit Australia with Opa and the rest of her audience. Nelson said she decided almost immediately to give up her ticket so that this lady, who's the ultimate Opa fan, could go on the 10-day all-expense-paid trip with her mom.
Whatever.
Mom, well, I take it that the people that were there did not know what the prize was going to be when they got in.
Oh,
right?
I'm sure they didn't.
I mean, they didn't know whether they were going to get a car or
maybe nothing.
You know, or something that they could take home with them.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that everybody in that audience don't live such a lifestyle that they could just drop everything and go to Australia for
a
week.
Sure. Uh-huh. I understand. You know, exactly right. Some people got jobs.
So I think it's nice that, you know, the tickets were transferable, evidently. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing.
Well, so this lady will get to take her mama, and the teacher from Texas will come on back home, and everything will be just fine.
Good.
Couldn't buy that
publicity.
You don't
know where in Texas. They're like Brazos Valley,
anything about that. No. So,
it's a popular, big region, you know.
If you're a popular person, if you meet a lot of folks, if you're a popular person.
Yes, I'm hearing you.
What? May be most likely to get the flu first.
Oh, yeah, because you hang around a lot of sick people.
You're just shaking hands with folks.
Yeah.
Popularity will have its price.
Uh-huh.
So just remember, you could catch the flu first an average of 2 weeks sooner than others. Harvard University scientists say the so-called friendship paradox could be important to working out how a flu pandemic, I think that's the first time we've said it this year.
Oh,
pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, see?
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
This is a pandemic. All going
to die.
To die.
Yeah.
Well, I knew that.
Yeah.
Hold on.
We got two words to help you. Ready?
That's a good group.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Knuckle bump. Just start doing the knuckle bump. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Will that keep you from dying or what?
I don't know. Do y'all know about
I thought the boy had to do that.
You
knuckle
did?
Bump?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey.
We give each other five, and then we do a fist bump.
That's cool.
I don't want to. Have you taught him how to shake hands?
No.
No?
No,
it's a little early.
It's overrated. I'm trying to learn him cursive first.
Well, no, what you need to do is you need to get him on that stock trader commercial.
Yeah, really?
Man, you talk about something that's gone viral. Yeah. They got like three new ones out right now. with a bunch of them in the one where he's got, what, a flip-over laptop on the edge of his bed? What is that thing?
I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, that's pretty cute.
How about the high shoulder bump or chest bump? Have you done that one yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think he would think I was trying to tackle him.
Yeah, I don't want to be doing that. Hey, do you know about the Erping Village Elementary School in China?
Sounds
other than a bad name.
Yeah, really. I mean,
the Erping Village?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it takes an Erping Village.
That's right. To raise an Erping child.
Yeah.
That'll be Hillary's new motto. Yeah.
They have reason to celebrate now. They no longer must climb a 10,000-foot rickety wooden ladder to get to class every morning.
Oh, my God. 10,000 foot?
That's right.
Could look.
Wait a second.
No. I know.
You're misreading
No,
that.
I'm not. I went and looked it up because I thought it was wrong.
That's like where airplanes start their approach
it's
at.
It's called Heaven School. It's called Heaven School. The kids climb this ladder. They've done it for the past 20 years. It was so dangerous that parents had to escort their kids to the top every day. How long could that take?
Also, the parents are on the ladder, too?
Now it's been replaced with a steel staircase.
This just sounds fraught with disaster.
It does, doesn't it? But again, it's China. You know, it's China. They're a little different over there.
Wait a second. 10,000 feet. What's...
Yeah, 5,000 feet's a mile. They'd be like 2 miles up. Yeah. Like a third of the way.
How many Empire State Buildings is that?
That
a bunch.
Know. Yeah.
All right.
But yeah.
Well, I mean, by the time they get there, isn't class over? I mean,
I don't know when start.
The week's over, right?
I guarantee you there are no fat kids there. You know,
yeah.
No, Scott, that's insensitive.
It was insensitive.
I bet they stopped like a tenth of the way for math.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. They got little kiosks where you learn things on the way.
Yeah.
Got a little snack break thing there.
You are here.
Yeah, that's right. We got spelling at 200 feet.
Yeah, something like that. But they do. It's the Erping Village Elementary School.
So then they got to come back down.
That's like a stairway to heaven. Huh?
Sterling makes it easy.
The 2010 Cadillac CTS Sports Sedan at Sterling Auto Group is a dynamic combination of power and grace. For the first time ever on CTS, take advantage of 0% APR for up to 72 months. Or experience the utility and elegance of the Cadillac SRX luxury crossover vehicle, now 0% APR for 36 months. Power, grace, class, only at Sterling Auto Group.
Sterling makes it easy.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
I recently saw a funny bumper sticker that read, "Honk if you love God, text while driving if you want to meet him." I'm Dr. Julie Slattery with Focus on the Family. A few weeks ago, I was driving down the interstate and I noticed a driver in the next lane going over 60 miles an hour, actually watching television while he was driving. This guy had a TV monitor rigged just to the left of his steering wheel so he wouldn't miss his favorite show. This is one of the most absurd examples of multitasking that I've ever seen. Now, while most drivers are not that foolish, almost all of us are guilty of putting our own safety and that of others at risk by texting, dialing a cell phone, checking emails, or applying mascara while we're flying down the road. Driver inattention is a leading cause of car accidents. A few years ago, almost 6,000 Americans were killed in 1 year because someone was multitasking while they were driving. While you might never consider drinking and driving, you may regularly be doing something equally as dangerous. One study stated that if you text while driving, you are 23 times more likely to get into a car accident. So do yourself and those around you a favor. Save that text or that television show for later time when you're not behind the wheel. To help your family thrive, visit our website at focusonthefamily.com, but not while you're driving. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery.
This message is for the dogs in the car, for the schnauzers, the huskies, the labradoodles, the pugs. I have good news. CSX trains take 1 million tons of freight off the highways each day, relieving traffic congestion and opening up the roads. So stick your heads out those windows, hang out your fat tongues, and ride the wind, doggies. Ride the wind. CSX, how tomorrow moves. To find out more, Go to CSX.com.
Want to lower the cost of doing business? Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions. Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
One more time, good Thursday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turberville. It's nearly 7:53, and the sports is brought to you by Coppers Hollow, the Brazos Valley's newest nursing and rehabilitation center. Visit them at coppershollowcare.com. One of the true freshmen getting some playing time for the Aggies this year is Tony Hurd, the young defensive back out of Missouri City. He's listed as a backup to Trent Hunter at strong safety. But with free safety Stephen Campbell out with an injury now, Hurd has been called on in multiple roles, and he's pulling it off pretty well, according to his defensive coordinator, Tim DeRuiter.
Tony is progressing very well. We feel very comfortable having him go in. We're a little thin at the safety position without Stephen right now. And, you know, we're going to probably work this week at Tony at both safeties, at both at strong and free, because I think he understands it well enough. He's a very smart football player and very diligent in knowing what to do. Obviously, you know, running and getting reps in it and going on the board's one thing, but actually doing it's another. And so we'll have to do a better job of getting him some more reps at both safety positions.
He'll be on the field Saturday as the Aggies take on FIU, the Panthers, at 6 o'clock. You'll hear the game here on 1620, starting with the Fan Zone show at 3 o'clock. The first State Farm Lone Star Showdown of the year will have its first serve at 6:30 tonight. We're talking volleyball. The Aggies bringing the Longhorns in to open up Big 12 play. Aggies coming off those three sweeps, or those three wins at the Denver tournament last weekend. Made them 6-4. The Horns come in at 5-3. Aggie women's golf team finished 16th out of 18 teams at their own fall preview at the Traditions Tournament. Alabama eked out a one-shot win over LSU for the team title. LSU's Megan McChrystal was the individual winner at 10 under par. Sarah Zwartinsky led A&M with a 30th place finish at 4 over par. The head of the Heisman Trophy Trust says the 2005 award will be vacated after Reggie Bush said that he would give back his trophy. William Dockery said the Heisman Trust had, quote, determined that there will be no winner.
Reggie won by approximately 900-plus votes, and Vince Young was second. Matt Leinart was third. You could never recreate the exact scenario to recalibrate those votes without another vote, which we just think it's time to look forward and not look back.
Yeah, there was talk about giving the trophy to Vince Young, who was a distant second that year. Young said he didn't want the trophy, but here's what his coach, Mac Brown, said.
He's friends with Reggie, and he's got to play against him. And if he's out with him, that's a very difficult thing. So I think Vince has been adamant that he wanted him to keep it. His mother was adamant that he wanted Reggie to keep it. Since that is not the case and Reggie has decided to give it back, now it's a different ball game.
Sorry, it's not going to be given to Vince. David Murphy, Vladimir Guerrero, and Ian Kinsler hit long home runs in the American League West leading Rangers 11-7 victory over the Tigers last night that stretched their winning streak to 7 games. The Oakland A's lost to Kansas City again, so the Rangers' magic number is now 8. Texas off today, and then they're off to Seattle for a 4-game series. Matt Gammel hit the go-ahead double in the 10th inning to lift Milwaukee over Houston yesterday, 8-6. Dallas Cowboy linebacker DeMarcus Ware is expected to be in the lineup Sunday against Chicago as he recovers from a head injury. Ware missed practice yesterday, but he's expected to return. And finally, Dax Garmon can no longer play for South Lake Carroll High School football, that is. The University Interscholastic League affirmed a lower ruling that the senior quarterback is ineligible after moving to Texas from Oklahoma with his family earlier this year. Garmon's family told WFAA-TV that he was receiving death threats at Jones High School in Oklahoma, and that's why they moved. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turberville for Coppers Hollow. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Mike Vivaldi, the new general manager at Team Auto in Navasota. At home, my wife and two kids are my team. At work, my staff is my team. But we want to make you and your family a part of our team. You've never been able to shop 8 auto lines at one Brazos Valley dealership until now. So whether you're looking for Ford, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Mercury, Chrysler, Jeep, or Dodge, Team Auto has your vehicle. Visit MyTeamAuto.net or come to Navasota and let us make you a part of our team. Team Auto, Navasota.
Come see my daddy at Team Ford, Team Auto.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Hey, it's a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm just going to go ahead and read you these two sentences, see if they troubled you at all. The driver can shift their gaze between the iPad and the road ahead with almost no eye movement. With its large display and easy-to-navigate user interface, the iPad can be used with minimal driver distraction. Okay. Is there anything that could possibly go wrong in that scenario? It is the iPad mounted on the steering wheel. That's right. And you can buy it online at steeringwheelipad.com. They say that having the iPad actually mounted on the steering wheel is far less distracting than trying to use a cell phone to read or send a text message while driving.
Well, yeah.
Of course. Well, if you heard Focus on the Family today, that's exactly what they're talking about. Once again, just kind of being distracted while you're out there driving. Okay, let's see what... Oh, you know, there's the... authorities say that 171 animals were seized from an Arizona trailer home that had no running water or litter boxes. Authorities say that a couple with their two teenage children living in a home with 152 cats and 19 dogs. Now, there's a reality show. That would be a reality show. Let's do that one on television, see how that one turns out for you. Brazos Valley weather forecast. Let's look for a high temperature today, probably about 93 or so. Lower humidities, which makes it much more bearable than we've had in the past. And, of course, it's cooling down nicely at night. Look for a low temperature tonight around 75 or so. Slight chance of rain tomorrow, then nothing all the way through Monday. And the weather is brought to you by United Roofing. What's going on in the news? We'll check that in just a minute. Hey, don't forget, Fox News Radio begins October the 3rd right here at WTAW, College Station Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.
Here's the latest. From ABC News, good morning. I'm Richard Davies. The foreclosure crisis still very much with us.
In August, we set a record for a single month in terms of the number of repossessions by the banks. Over 95,000 properties taken back.
Frick Sharga of the marketing firm Realty Track. Its new survey finds the number of homes taken back by lenders last month hit the highest level since the start of the mortgage crisis. But on the other hand, the number of homeowners now falling behind with their loans is falling. The foreclosure process often takes more than a year to complete. New unemployment claims fell to their lowest level in 2 months. New numbers out this morning from the government on weekly claims. Credit could begin to flow to small businesses if the Senate stays on track today to pass long-delayed legislation. The bill would also give small businesses and other incentives to expand and hire new workers. The measure blends a $30 billion government fund to help open up lending for credit-starved businesses with bipartisan tax provisions. For politicians, an endorsement from the right person can often be a deciding factor in a political race, but a new ABC News poll finds an endorsement could also have a negative impact.
This poll finds one thing President Obama and Sarah Palin have in common. Both run the risk of scaring off swing voters in this year's midterm elections. Registered voters who are political independents say by 28% to 11% that they'd be less likely to support a candidate for whom Obama made a campaign appearance. But by 30 to 16%, independents also say they'd be less apt to support a candidate endorsed by Palin.
That's ABC News polling director Gary Langer. The government says illegal drug use has risen to its highest level in nearly a decade, up 9% in the past year alone. The numbers pushed by a sharp rise in marijuana use and increase in ecstasy and methamphetamine abuse. This is ABC News.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Now hurry in for hot buys on Goodyear tires. Save up to $80 on a purchase of four. Plus get automotive batteries as low as $49.98 with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
We're mid-sized businesses,
the engines of a smarter planet.
The explosion of data within our companies provides tremendous opportunity.
But we need the right tools to take advantage of it.
IBM Cognos Express is the first and only
integrated business intelligence and planning solution
built and priced to meet the needs of mid-sized companies.
Solutions start at $25 per user per month. Go to ibm.com/engine/Cognos.
Price assumes a 36-month full payout and is subject to change by IBM without notice.
The banks aren't happy. Wall Street doesn't like it. Elizabeth Warren's going to get the job of building a new government agency to be set up to protect consumers when they deal with financial firms. In Washington, ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
As chair of the TARP oversight panel, Elizabeth Warren has been a harsh critic of banks.
We bailed you out.
The Consumer Protection Bureau, written into Wall Street reform, was her idea.
It's American homeowners who are sinking.
But many in the financial sector see Warren as too anti-business. Rather than put her up for a confirmation battle, ABC News has learned President Obama will name Warren to a special advisory post to help stand up the Consumer Protection Agency. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Fans who leave flowers at the graveside of Michael Jackson are going to have to pay for the privilege of doing so. According to the website TMZ, Forest Lawn Cemetery near Los Angeles now charging $3 each time fans leave gifts for Jackson. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
Today, Friday, and Saturday, come to the A&M Outlet Tent Sale. It's going on. You know where it is. You've seen it before. It's located in the Best Buy parking lot off Texas Avenue. Obviously convenient for you, right across from campus. The A&M Outlet Tent Sale has everything that you need for game day at tremendous prices. If you're looking for brand name Aggie game day apparel, this is the place to be. A huge selection of Adidas game day wear, Mossy Oak Camo, and New Era Caps, all at tent sale prices. Plus, the A&M Outlet has exclusive items and designs that you won't find at any other tent sale, along with a great selection of T-shirts and tanks and shorts, sweatshirts, and more for every Aggie of every age. Come by and see why all the tent sales are not the same. Come to the A&M Outlet Tent Sale across from the campus on Texas Avenue in the Best Buy parking lot. You do not want to miss this. A great selection of Adidas game day wear, Mossy Oak Camo, and New Era Caps, all at tent sale prices. It's today, Friday, and Saturday, the A&M Outlook Tent Sale. And the Outlet Tent is located in the Best Buy parking lot right there at the front, right across from A&M. Stop in and see them today, Friday, and Saturday.
If it's time to remodel your bathroom, call 979-260-8000. Since 1979, Rebath has been manufacturing quality bathroom products. Our shower bases, tubs, and wall surrounds are made from Durabath SSP, a solid surface polymer that is non-porous and very easy to clean. Rebath has over 60 different pattern and color combinations to choose from and comes with a lifetime warranty. We're located now in Bryan College Station. For quality and value for your bathroom, call 979-260-8000. That's 979-260-8000. For safety in the bathroom, convert your tub into a new walk-in shower with grab bars and a seat. Call today, 979-260-8000. Upgrade the look, style, and design with Rebath. For a free estimate, call 979-260-8000. Let Rebath make a difference in your home with quality bathroom remodeling.
Hi, I'm Mike Vivaldi, the new general manager at Team Auto in Navasota. At home, my wife and two kids are my team. At work, my staff is my team. But we want to make you and your family a part of our team. You've never been able to shop 8 auto lines at one Brazos Valley dealership until now. So whether you're looking for Ford, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Mercury, Chrysler, Jeep, or Dodge, Team Auto has your vehicle. Visit MyTeamAuto.net or come to Navasota and let us make you a part of our team. Team Auto, Navasota.
Come see my daddy at Team 4 Team Auto.
Benford Insect Control has been providing complete pest and termite control in the Brazos Valley since 1947. They specialize in treating your home or business for insects, rodents, and termites. For over 60 years, Benford's built a reputation of providing the highest quality service at an affordable price. So for your free pest and termite evaluation, call Benford Insect Control today at 822-5524 or click on to BenfordInsectControl.com. Benford Insect Control. Bug and bugs since 1947.
WTAW News Time, 8:07, up to 70 degrees right now this Thursday morning. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Bryan City Council has named an interim city manager, and for the second time, it's BTU's Keene Register. Mayor Jason Byinski says Register was a neutral choice.
Neutral meaning there are several people at City Hall right now that would like to be the next city manager. So to not give one an advantage over the other and putting them in the interim position, or to put them in the position and then it could hinder, you know, them, depending on what happens, you know, with council members approaching that potential candidate and saying, I need you to do this or I'm not going to vote for you. It could get really political. So it's best to put someone in there to kind of drive the ship.
Byinski does not expect Register to apply for the permanent position. Register, who begins his additional duties on Friday, was the interim 4 years ago between Mary Kay Moore and David Watkins. College Station police and state investigators are looking into the death of a 9-month-old baby. The identity of the little girl who died Tuesday has not been released. Police and fire went to a home in the 200 block of Winter Park last Saturday on the report of the infant being unconscious. Detectives are working with Child Protective Services to determine the cause of death and if any crime occurred. A crowd that gathered outside the Brian Jack in the Box at the corner of Texas and Villa Maria yesterday had nothing to do with the business. It had to do with a babysitter driving a 21-month-old boy from the 300 block of Ellinger Street to the hospital. The woman called 911 and was told to wait for an ambulance. She pulled into the restaurant as a result. Police say the babysitter found the boy unresponsive. Efforts to resuscitate the child failed. A justice of the peace has ordered an autopsy. Much political hay is being made in Washington regarding the so-called Bush tax cuts. Many Democrats are opposed to extending the tax cuts to those making over $250,000 a year, but not Congressman Chet Edwards, at least not for now.
I believe what we ought to do is make permanent the middle income tax cuts for people under $250,000 a year. And I believe we should extend the temporary Bush tax cuts for those making over $250,000 for at least 1 year.
Edwards says making the cuts permanent for those in the higher bracket would add $3 trillion in debt over the next 10 years. Still, many owners of S corporations would be penalized based on the structure of business law that counts all available business monies at the end of the year as personal income. A Texas A&M student accused of taking someone else's Aggie ring off their finger and tossing it into a field has been cleared of any wrongdoing. Prosecutors declined to press charges against Thomas Slaughter for several reasons, including a lack of evidence indicating Slaughter actually took the ring. If you hear the sounds of war breaking out on the A&M campus this afternoon, it's because of the A&M Corps of Cadets. Tonight, or actually this afternoon at 3:30, rifles firing blank ammunition and pyrotechnics going off will be staged from Spence Park. The cadets' annual training exercise titled Rutter's Rangers Quad Assault is expected to last about 20 minutes. Parking at the University Center garage should not be impacted. And tonight's the last opportunity for anyone living in the College Station School District to offer comments about redrawing school boundaries.
They want to hear, whether you like or dislike the proposed zones, and they want to give everyone an opportunity to come and speak.
CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says the first two forums have drawn an average of 150 people and just under 20 speakers. Tonight's gathering starts at 7 in the auditorium at A&M Consolidated High School. WTAW News Time is 8:11, 70 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. A final news update for you coming up about 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. At Pioneer Steel, we provide the highest quality products for your structural steel, pipe, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary, or number two material. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic number one sheet metal and new structural pipe with written manufacturer-backed warranties. Ask our competition if they provide the same.
Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Conductor Marcello Busicchi leads the Brazos Valley Symphony in its 29th season. Throughout this landmark season, each concert will feature fantastic guest artists with local ties who have gone on to outstanding artistic careers. Join in the experience by purchasing season tickets at bvso.org. Single concert tickets are also available. Join the Brazos Valley Symphony for the season opener on October 3rd at 5 p.m. in Ruddard Theater on the Texas A&M campus. Remember, season and single tickets are on sale at www.bvso.org.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. When new business and new people come to town, they're offered a welcome pack from businesses. Get your business there. Be there first. Go to brazosbounty.com.
Plenty of sunshine for today. A few clouds. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm before the day is over. Temperatures 90 to 95. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Lows will drop down to about 75. Sun for tomorrow with the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow afternoon around 95 degrees. Tomorrow night's going to be partly cloudy. Lows drop down to 75. We'll have Saturday being a relatively sunny day. Temperatures on Saturday near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
There you go. Hey, Arts Boy. So, Brazos. Brazos Valley Symphony. Are they doing the New World Symphony? Symphony from the New World. Do you know? Because it says on my broadcast log here that's what they're going to be doing. And yet he didn't mention it in the... Yep, there it is, World Symphony. They will open the season with the New World Symphony.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, it was a couple of weeks or 3 weeks ago I wrote about that in the newspaper, so it didn't immediately come to my mind. But now that you're saying it, that's right. And one of the things that they are doing, putting together on the same stage Metropolitan Opera stars and A&M Consolidated graduates Sasha Cook and Emily Pulley stage. Cool. That's going to be around Christmas time, I believe, something like that. So, pretty exciting season coming up.
Well, it's kind of pop, but that Dvorak, I like that.
That's
October the 3rd.
Right? Yeah, right.
All right, so in the meantime, let's see what else we got going on here. Okay. So you always wonder, you take something, you stick a message in a bottle, and you toss it in the ocean, what happens? Well,
you get a movie made out of it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, where you do it, when you do it has something to do with it. But three Maine students who launched a message in a bottle in 08 hoped it would make it all the way to Europe. It didn't make it to the mainland, but it did make it as far as the Azores, a Portuguese cluster of islands that's out in the Atlantic. Seventh grader Dustin Colson and a couple of sixth grade buddies had all but forgotten about the bottle until it was discovered this summer. And one of the kids' dads and uncle agreed to drop the bottle into the water off the Bahamas March of 08. Oh, so it didn't come from Maine. The kids are from Maine, but their dad dropped it off in the Bahamas. And they were setting weather buoys out there, so they did it. But still in all, it traveled 3,000 miles, which is...
Goodness gracious.
That's pretty cool. Okay, here's our bathroom break for today, too. An ice cream parlor in St. Louis is edged out past a hotel in Salt Lake City and a park in New York when it comes to being the finest restrooms in the United States. Hand-painted murals, ornate fixtures, and designer mirrors have clinched the Best Bathroom Award for the Fountain on Locust Street, which is a St. Louis ice cream parlor and restaurant. Online balloting concluded that. The Grand American Hotel in Salt Lake City was second. It has floor-to-ceiling commodes, really, marble countertops, bronze and crystal chandeliers came in second, followed by the Beaux Arts Design restroom with fresh-cut flowers in New York City's Bryant Park. The winner of the contest chosen online from 10 finalists that were selected for their hygiene style access and access to the public by hygiene products and service companies. The Embassy Theater in Fort Wayne, with its Egyptian design restrooms and fireplace, came in fourth place. So there you go. Nobody from Texas, the nicest bathrooms. And then there's the story about the family in Budapest that has abandoned their bathroom, fearing it is possessed by the devil after the image of Satan appeared overnight in one of the bathroom tiles.
Satan?
Satan. Not Jesus this time, it was Satan. And wouldn't you know it...
That won't sell on eBay.
No, it won't. Hmm. Poor Laszlo Cherfko just spent a fortune renovating the family's bathroom. But the first time that his wife went in, took a shower, she noticed the devil looking back at her. She says, I was naked coming out of the shower. I don't know if she said that.
The devil made her do it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I could suddenly see his eyes staring at me. I screamed and ran out. Family claims the room has always been ice cold, too, even when they turn the heat up full blast. And no matter how hard they try, they can't clean old Beelzebub off the tiles. They say the family doesn't get some help from the spirit world soon, they'll seal the room off forever. Well, they're going to need a bathroom.
Yeah.
So they may need to do something about
that.
No, that's
the one room you don't want to seal off.
No, I wouldn't think so. Everybody's got to have one of those. Hello?
Now, you boys know that tile will sell up today, but the problem will be, how do you find the matching tiles from Budapest?
Yeah, there's
Budapest tile, okay, really. Searching eBay for Budapest tiles is very difficult. Anyway, mm-hmm. All right, Catherine's here this morning. You never know what you're going to follow, do you? It's always something. What's going on at the museum and library?
Well, now that our new exhibit's going to be starting up on October 1st, we have a ton of new activities.
Yeah.
So September 25th, we're having a free health fair. So anyone and everyone can come out. They're going to be checking blood pressure. They're going to be doing child wellness checks. Of course, we're teaming up with the Health Science Center, mm-hmm. and that'll be fun times and educational times had by all, and you know, a great thing to do at the beginning of the school year to make sure everybody's healthy and ready to go to school.
Now, what are the hours on that?
That's going to start at 10.
Okay.
And you can get more information about it on our website,
sure.
of course.
Yeah.
And then on September 30th, Dr. Nancy Dickey, the president of the A&M Health Science Center, is going to be talking to us about the healthcare system. And that's going to be an issues forum. So it'll be on September 30th. And that starts at 7 p.m. And there will be a reception to follow. We do ask that people RSVP. The event is free and open to the public. But we'd like to know how many people, you know, to have
sure.
seating and stuff for. So
yep.
if you would contact Tracy Payne at 979-691-4014, then she'll get you reserved down. On October 1st, our new exhibit opens, and that's the Red Dress Collection. Great exhibit. We've been watching them as they've been putting everything in, and they're getting the dresses out, and it's absolutely beautiful, stunning exhibit. And then on October 2nd, we're having a free genealogy workshop. So if you ever want to know your family history, it's a good place to start your search. So, and you can get more information about these exhibits and more at bushlibrary.tamu.edu.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit the folks from Bush Library on alternate Thursdays on WTAW. And Alan's here this morning from City of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm doing very well.
Wonderful. What's going on in your world?
All right. Well, I'm going to send this press release out when I get back to the office this
morning. Okay. So you get it. We get it first.
This is a little sneak preview.
2 days in a row. Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So the Bryan Fire Department has started this new little program. They've got these pet oxygen masks that they'll take out to fires.
Okay.
So basically, if they've come to a fire and an animal has received smoke inhalation or has been breathing the fire gases and they look a little sluggish or something,
mm-hmm.
in the past they've just tried to strap that human oxygen mask, you know, once the humans are taken care of.
Sure.
That is always a priority.
Right, I think so.
But the pets, if they're the only ones there at the house or something, they try to strap those masks down. It doesn't work well. And it almost do more harm to the animals than they would if they actually...
Right, just didn't do anything.
Exactly.
Right.
So now they've got these actual pet oxygen masks that are kind of cone-shaped, and they fit over the snout of a cat or a dog, and they come in three different sizes, and they have several kits. Anyway, they're taking those out on their trips, their fire calls.
Right.
And they've actually already used them several times, and dogs have been sluggish and heart rate increased, they told me, and they said they put these oxygen masks on and let them have oxygen for a little while, and...
Well,
before they knew it, they were exactly running around the yard.
Wow.
So as part of this program, to let people know that they have these, they've started a decal program. And you can go pick up these decals at any of the 5 Bryan fire stations. And we're on radio, so I can't show you what it looks like.
I understand. That's okay. Yeah.
But it's a red sticker, and it's got a little picture of a dog and a cat, and it says Bryan Fire Department. Basically, the goal is they want you to stick that near or on your front door. That way, if they respond to a fire in that area, they go in, look for humans. You can also notify on that sticker how many animals are in the house.
Okay.
And so they'll look for the animals as well. They recognize that a lot of pets are members of the family.
Sure.
And so they try to take care of those as well.
Wow.
And now with the masks.
Neat deal.
They have a better opportunity. So go to any fire station. I'll put the press release. It'll be on the web when I get back.
Okay.
A couple other things. A lot of closures in terms of streets and frontage roads and things like that with TxDOT construction and BTU's doing some stuff as well. The first one was... Sad. A lot of it's this weekend, which is awesome because traffic will be
down a little bit, we hope, huh?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Probably not.
Yeah.
On Saturday, I guess this is in the morning. Mm-hmm. They're going to start closing the frontage road right there at Briarcrest at 1179 and Highway 6. This one's BTU's removing some sort of line that I guess is submerged, or maybe it's elevated. I'm not really sure what the line is. I'll be honest.
Nonetheless,
about that.
It's messing up the
track.
It's
closing the road. Okay. That's the point. Yeah. They should be done with that by Sunday. But on Sunday, the other side, the main lanes there on Highway 6 near Briarcrest will be closed.
Okay.
If you can avoid traveling in that area, use the roundabouts if you have to. Go the other ways, and you can always get to those areas. And another big one on this weekend will be down the road, north a little bit, over at Old Reliance Bridge. They're going to be working on that bridge some more, so those roads will be closed. This is still just frontage roads at this point, and then the actual Old Reliance Bridge will be closed most of the weekend. But that'll be opened up, of course, by Monday at 6 a.m. for school and traffic that needs to be going on by then. But that's all this weekend, so be careful around those areas. And maybe add a little time if you're happy to go there.
And I don't know if you know, because I ran into it yesterday, that 1179 and then Briarcrest right over by Walmart, they were down to one lane on westbound side. And I don't know if that's still going on today. They were doing some utility work.
I think that was the start of this.
Okay.
And they move from Bryan High, Walmart, and get on down, that's why this weekend it'll be affecting right there near Highway 6.
And it does. It's on the access road, and then on 1179, like if you're coming in from in front of the Brazos Center and you're headed west, that it does. Yeah. It's down to one lane. It does slow you down. So.
Right. So be careful. Allow some extra time.
Sure. Or go to an alternate way. You can do that, right?
There you go.
All that stuff's on the website?
It is, yes.
And that is?
BryanTX.gov.
All right. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
Visit the folks from Bryan on Thursdays, brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet and Aggieland Lighting Center.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is celebrating the football season with a fall wood blowout. I'm Chuck Morrow, inviting you to come to our store at Old Welburn Road and Rock Prairie and ask for hardwood starting as low as $1.99 a square foot.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. Get ready for your weekend guests by visiting our staff about your flooring needs for your home or your business. And don't forget, the Aggieland Lighting Center is right next door.
At Carpet Outlet, you won't find a better selection, and you can't find a better price.
And that's a promise.
Breaking the rules is nothing new for the BMW 3 Series. That's what made it an icon and put it on the Car and Driver 10 best list for an unprecedented 19 years in a row. So now the 3 Series is breaking rules again with an exceptional offer of no down payment required. That means no security deposit either. Just take the wheel of your 3 Series, sedan, coupe, or convertible, and make your first month's payment. Or if you'd prefer, take advantage of exceptional 0.9% financing. It's up to you. Either way, it's a rare chance to drive this ultimate driving machine. And remember, you'll be covered by BMW no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands over other brands, according to Edmunds.com. So come test drive the rule-breaking 3 Series today at a BMW center near you.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for over 14 years with the same local management, with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Competitive pricing without compromising quality is our goal. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out by 5, and drive-through convenience with courteous and personal service. With four convenient locations to serve you in Bryan College Station, with the newest on Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, and one in Navasota, you know you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
Flu season is here, and this year UPA wants to make it easier than ever to get your kids vaccinated. Beginning Monday, September 20th, UPA will host a flu shot clinic one floor below their office on Rock Prairie Road. No appointments are required, and shots are available for the entire family. Get your flu shot early. You'll help stop the spread of the virus, and that helps our entire community stay healthy. For more information, including specific dates and hours, log on to upadocs.com and click on the flu bug. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Hi, Rob Robidoux here with Ace Hardware. You know, the big box home improvement stores claim they can help you with your project, build something together and all that. But when you're in the warehouse searching for what you need and searching for someone to help, think about how Ace gets you in, gets you help, and gets you on with your project. All in the time it takes you to find aisle 36 at the big box. Just to find it's the wrong aisle anyway. Stop by Ace this month and beat the heat with a personal desk fan on sale now for just $9.99. Ace, the helpful place on Welburn Road in College Station.
826. Let me clarify just to make sure there's no confusion. Now, the bridge at Old Reliance will be closed because they're going to have to do their pour over there on the bridge as they widen it. But the roads themselves will still be going. You'll be able to still move. They'll diminish the lanes, and it may move a little slower, but those roads will not be closed. It's just the bridge itself will be closed as they're doing work over on MLK and Old Reliance. So just kind of to clarify that a little bit. Hey, and while we're talking about all that part of the world and stuff, you know, we talked about how there were some lane closures at 1179. FM 1179, that's where you'll find the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe, one of my favorite places, because, you know, for instance, you got the game coming up this weekend. You can beat that by ordering a box lunch ahead of time if you want to, not just for yourself, but maybe for your whole tailgate. Just a phone call away at 776-5123. You can go ahead and eat in the parking lot before the game with a box lunch. And it's only $5. That's a pretty good deal. It includes a full sandwich, chips, and a cake ball. You know, we've talked about those. Those are really kind of fun. They've got a different sandwich for you all the time that they've got special and featured. So call them and find out, or you can go to the website, which is thegreenhousebakery.com. If you have a special occasion coming up, they can cater for you at the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe. And then, of course, the bakery, that is what it is about, because they custom build cakes for you for birthday or any other occasion, weddings, of course, but all sorts of different things that you can do. Let them come up with something, or if you've got something in mind, they'll be glad to help you with that. No store-bought box mixes allowed. And a great atmosphere if you want to go out there and eat for lunch, too. Cold sandwiches, hot sandwiches, wraps, and outstanding bakery items. It's the Greenhouse Bakery. .com. That's the website. And again, the phone number is 776-5123. They're on 1179 past Marymount for a wonderful time, I think, and an enjoyable meal. It's the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe.
Texas A&M and Florida International on the field at Kyle this coming Saturday night, 6 o'clock kick time. For tickets this week, go to AggieAthletics.com, click on tickets, or you can call the AT&T Wireless toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Aggie Report each day at this time brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. On the program today, we have quarterback Gerard Johnson. That coming up after this. Aggie football season moves to game number 3 this Saturday when A&M entertains Florida International at Kyle Field. Kick time, 6 o'clock. Come early, enjoy the fan zone, which opens 3.5 hours before kickoff. Support the team through the Spirit Walk at 3:45. Kids yell with the Aggie leaders at 3:30. The core march in, pregame practice, and then the 6 o'clock kickoff. Tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Click on tickets. Kyle Field, experience the spirit. Big game over the weekend for Jeff Fuller, number 8, the big 6'4 receiver. Had 10 receptions. That matched his career best. He had that against New Mexico last year. And he also had a career best of 160 yards. That bettered the 132 that he had against Texas last season. He also tied the touchdown record for a career with 19. That record's better than 40 years old. He's now tied with Bob Long. Quarterback Gerard Johnson talked about Jeff and the things that he does so well and what makes him such a good receiver. Gerard Johnson.
You know, his jumping ability is what makes him so good, and you know, he's done a put in time, lots of work this summer, and trying to judging deep ball, just kind of adding that to his game. He's always been good at it, but he's actually kind of made a craft of, you know, going to get every single ball, and I think it's just a mentality. And so he's taken it upon himself to try to fight for the ball and challenge for the ball to where his size can be an asset for him, and I think it showed last Saturday.
Texas A&M quarterback Gerard Johnson. Football on the field at Kyle. That's coming up Saturday night. FIU, the opponent, 6 o'clock is kick time for that one. The Fan Zone broadcast will get underway 3 hours prior to the game kicking at 6. Hey, volleyball tonight over at Reed. It's the State Farm Lone Star Showdown. Texas A&M and Texas tonight at 6:30. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
Hi, I'm Augustine Trevino, owner of Trevino Smith Funeral Home. We are a full-service facility offering traditional services, cremations, prepaid burial plans, and monuments. I began my funeral career right here in the Brazos Valley over 18 years ago. We are involved in the community and are proud to be locally owned. Trevino Smith Funeral Home is located at 2610 South Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call us anytime at 822-2424 with any questions regarding a personalized service. And remember, at Trevino Smith Funeral Home, serving your family is our family business.
We are this week going to get a head start on Bubba's church tour because, after all, Grace Bible Church has 2 locations now, so why not? Their main church on Anderson and College Station and the Southwood facility now next door to A&M Consolidated High School, the former home of A&M Church of Christ. Its history can be told by a couple of young men whose family roots go back a long way as the congregation that started in the early 60s as Bryan Baptist Temple became Grace Baptist Church in 1965 and now Grace Bible Church.
Brian Fisher is the senior pastor. Pat Coyle is the pastor for outreach and worship. Coyle's family, his parents, Harry and JoJo, were pioneers at Grace.
Yeah, actually, my family came to Grace in about 1965, when Dad came to A&M. I think it was Grace Baptist Church by then. A lot of people think of Grace as a College Station church and a large church, but really it was almost in downtown Bryan, down on South College where St. Michael's is now, was an independent Baptist church. And then a guy named Joe Wall came along in the 60s, I guess, mid to late 65, right about the time my parents came, and really kind of started taking us in a little bit different direction in terms of the teaching and the focus and the vision. It's really been exciting to be a part of it through all those years, just to see the growth, not only in numbers. Everybody gets excited about numerical growth. We've really seen a growth in the depth of our people. And because of Grace's focus on the students, I mean, in the university community, you have a lot of people who are here for a 2 to 5 year period, and that's what we've got, you know, to invest in them. And with that real focus that we've kept on the university, even when we were down on South College, you know, far away from the university, we began to really kind of adopt students and faculty through those years, to see the way that we've sent people out, not just missionaries, which we've done a lot of as well, but impacting churches and other communities all over the world.
Now, the expansion to a second campus really became possible because of the church's history of growth and desire to keep serving students. Here again, Pat Coyle.
That's the thing that's visible to people in the community here. When we investigated the whole idea of a second site, chose that location there in Southwood, you know, we wanted to stay in an area that was about 50% students, about 50% university community, so we could continue to have that impact. And the Southwood campus is now 400 or 500 people, 200 or 300 college students, so we've got our kind of our 50-50 balance there, and students involved in a really different way there, because it feels like a smaller church, you know, and they're kind of getting a smaller church experience. So, and then the growth in international impact is, you know, from, I think, our first endeavor into missions was in about 68. The church decided to support 3 missionaries at $10 a month. And one of those guys we still support. That's now about 75 missionaries, both here and abroad. And that $360 a year budget is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars now. And, you know, so there's been a growth in that kind of worldwide impact too, which I get to be a part of. That's what I really enjoy.
Brian Fisher's path, the senior pastor, started as soon as he and his family got here, coming from New York in 1980 when he was in high school.
Moved here when I was 15, and so I started as a high school student, then I went to Texas A&M and was involved in the college program, went off to seminary, and then came back, first as an intern, and then later they hired me as a staff member, assistant pastor, and did that, kind of jack of all trades. Then I worked in the college ministry for about 6 years, and now I'm senior pastor. Been doing that about 6 years.
Now, we'll hear more from Senior Pastor Brian Fisher and Pastor Pat Coyle tomorrow about its history and about its growth at Grace Bible Church. That's on Bubba's Church Tour, Part 2, tomorrow. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meesan Associates.
Great golf specials going on now. Hi, I'm Jason Ruppel, General Manager at Bluebonnet Country Golf Course just outside of Navasota. Come out to Bluebonnet on any Wednesday or Thursday from now through the end of the month and play all day for only $20 plus tax, including green fee and cart fee. Again, that's play all day on any Wednesday or Thursday for only $20. Be sure to mention this play all day special when you call to make your tee time. Call Bluebonnet Country Golf Course at 936-894-2207 or visit us online at bluebonnetcountry.com.
Headed to a high today of about 95 degrees, but still very pleasant right now. 71 at the WTAW studios. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. For the second time, the interim city manager of Bryan will come from across the parking lot from City Hall. Mayor Jason Byinski says Keene Register of BTU has accepted the temporary assignment.
He's been a utilities guy for 30-something years. I think he would like to probably retire a utilities guy. So we see him probably as a potential head of BTU in the future rather than the permanent city manager. But he came in for about a 9-month span the last time and did a lot of good. Everyone liked Keene. Keene's got a lot of private sector experience and public sector experience.
Register, who was interim manager between Mary Kay Moore and David Watkins, begins his additional duties on Friday. A baby girl from College Station hospitalized since last Saturday has died, and why the 9-month-old is dead is being investigated by both College Station police and Child Protective Services. The name of the infant has not been released. Police and fire went to a home in the 200 block of Winter Park on the report of the baby being unconscious. The child died on Tuesday. A mass of Bryan police, fire, and ambulance vehicles and personnel descended on the Bryan Jack in the Box at the corner of Texas and Villa Maria Wednesday morning. The crowd was responding to a babysitter's 911 call that a 21-month-old boy was not breathing. The babysitter was driving the toddler to the hospital at the time when dispatchers directed the babysitter to pull over and wait for an ambulance. Efforts to resuscitate the toddler failed. An autopsy has been ordered. One of the latest political hot topics is the possibility of extending the Bush tax cuts on those making more than $250,000 a year. Congressman Chet Edwards says he's in favor of making the middle class cuts permanent and extending the cuts for those in the higher bracket, but not making those latter cuts permanent.
The problem I have with making all of the Bush tax cuts permanent, all the temporary ones permanent, is that it will cost $3 trillion in additional national debt over the next 10 years. And my question to those who want to make all the Bush tax cuts permanent, how are you going to pay for it? And how much debt are you willing to add on the backs of our children?
Many owners of S corporations say the law unfairly penalizes them because business capital left at the end of the year must be counted as personal income. Brazos County District Attorney's Office will not prosecute anyone related to last weekend's fight on the Texas A&M campus where someone removed a student's Aggie ring and tossed it into a field. Prosecutors have confirmed A&M student Thomas Slaughter, who was arrested, was not the one involved in the incident. No charges will be filed against anyone because there was no evidence someone was attempting to permanently deprive the victim of his property, according to the definition of theft. If you hear what sound like gunshots on the Texas A&M campus this afternoon, about 3:30, that's the Rutgers Rangers quad assault that'll be going on with the A&M Corps of Cadets. Transportation Services officials say parking in the nearby University Center garage should not be impacted. And the first two forums on proposed boundaries for the expanding College Station School District have averaged about 20 speakers and crowds of about 150. CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle reminds you tonight is the final chance to address the Board of Trustees on attendance rezoning.
They have a tough decision. They have to determine what's best for more than 10,000 students. And so they'll use this information that they get from the public forums and other feedback they receive around town. I'm sure they're getting plenty of that as well. And they'll do what they think is best for all 10,000 students.
Tonight's gathering starts at 7 in the auditorium at A&M Consolidated High School. That's a look at news. More news anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, this is Jim Ross, your local State Farm agent for Mia's on Main. Our space at the Wells Fargo building is a total success because of Mia's practicality and great style. It's been a win-win situation for our employees and our clients. The creative team at Mia's is personable, fun to work with, and was realistic with my budget. From custom draperies, beddings, blinds, shades, and shutters to complete home office designs, call 823-MAIN. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main, located in the Brazos Decorative Center in downtown Bryan.
WC Tractor and New Holland are excited to announce our new dealership in Bryan to better serve the Brazos Valley. If you're in need of any parts for your old Ford tractor, a zero-turn mower, or a brand-new New Holland tractor or baler, just stop by our store. We're located on the Highway 6 feeder between Tabor Road and Woodville. If it's not on the yard, we probably have it at one of our stores in Brenham or Navasota. Find us on the web at WCTractor.com or check out all our specials or call us in Bryan at 979-778-0325. Remember, that's WCTractor.com on the web.
Boy, wasn't it nice to have a little break in the temperatures today. That tells us that cool weather will really return one more time, and it always does. But in the meantime, making sure that your house is energy efficient no matter what the weather is outside is something that's worthwhile in the long haul. And folks from Intercon can show you some ways to do that. If your windows are not efficient, and again, you may know the windows that are not efficient in your home, but you might not, or you haven't checked in a while. Well, the cold weather will be here soon enough, and the whole idea is making sure that your home is as energy efficient as it can be with windows and doors that seal tightly, and the folks at Intercon can help you with that. One phone call, 823-3639, 823-3639. Folks at Intercon will come out, have a look at what you've got going on there, and they'll let you know which windows should be worked on, either repaired or replaced. And because it's a local company, doing it on your schedule within your budget is very important to you, and it's important to Intercon. They have local customers pleased with the service and the products that they have and the prices as well. So call them at Intercon at 823-3639.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in Him. 2 Samuel 22:31. It is evident that every one of us places our trust in something. Some may trust in money, physical strength, or even the promise of tomorrow. But what the Bible teaches us is that nothing in this physical realm is worthy of our trust. Labor not to be rich, for riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Proverbs 23:4-5. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. Psalm 33:16. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but time and chance happeneth to them all. Ecclesiastes 9:11. You see, friends, the physical things around us are of such a fleeting nature that they are unworthy of our trust. We instead should look to the unchanging God, as revealed through His unchanging Word, and place our trust in Him. Thank you for listening. This has been the Bible Minute.
8:42, here's some weather brought to you by Brazos Bounty.
There could be a stray shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Other than that, the weather looks relatively quiet. We'll be looking at a fair amount of sunshine today. It'll be warm. Yesterday, we were in the lower 90s. We'll be in the low to mid 90s today. It'll be partly cloudy overnight. Temperatures in the mid 70s. Some sun for tomorrow with the threat of a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Highs in the mid 90s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be in the mid 70s. Saturday, partly sunny. Highs will be in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Are you ready for marijuana-flavored ice cream? Marijuana-flavored ice cream. See, medicinal marijuana, legal in California. Mm-hmm. And the voters are going to decide in November whether to legalize recreational use. But what better time to come out with pot-flavored ice cream? The medical marijuana dispensary in Soquel, California, which sits on the shores of Monterey Bay, by the way, now sells pot-infused ice cream. Taking a page from Ben and Jerry's book, it's the Cream de Cana outlet offers flavors like Bananabus Foster, Straw Mary Cheesecake, Triple Chocolate Brownie, and owners say more flavors are in the works. Half pint costs $15. Business is brisk. In fact, the owner says everybody who's tried it absolutely loves it. A lot of people come back for like seconds and thirds and fourths, man. And you see, that's perfect. If you have the marijuana in the food product, and the product, the marijuana gives you munchies, and then it's munchy for a product that you want, then it's ice cream. And once again, it can become a circle that would leave you fat, stoned, and stupid on the shores of Monterey Bay.
Hey, Ben, is that you?
Which again, many people would probably like to be fat, stoned, and stupid on the shores of Monterey Bay in California. So it may just take care of everything.
That's right.
However, the word munchie did seem to indicate, you know, munch. But anyhow. While we're talking about ice cream, see how you like this. An ad appearing in a British magazine has been banned because it features a pregnant nun.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
And that's a British magazine.
It is, yeah.
Where pretty much anything goes normally.
The Daily Telegraph says the ad for Antonio Federici ice cream shows a pregnant nun devouring the delicious frozen treat. The ad slogan reads, "Immaculately conceived, and ice cream is our religion."
Even in the UK, that might be going over the edge some. Yeah.
Shockingly, readers complained. Oh, that it mocked the beliefs of the Catholic Church, so England's Advertising Standards Authority has pulled the ad. So,
wow.
If you haven't seen it, you won't get to, I guess, and that'll be done.
Speaking of non-PC, have you heard this sports story? I guess, what's it coming out of Oklahoma about what the fans are doing with the national anthem?
No, I don't know about this.
And evidently Bob Stoops has spoken up to his fans about it, and evidently they're substituting from the words "home of the brave" to something like "home of the Sooners."
Oh, really?
When they sing, and you know, at the end of the song, and evidently Bob Stoops has wagged his finger at the fans and said, "Don't be doing that.
Ah.
That's disrespectful." And especially, I think this weekend's game is their Military Appreciation Day, and certainly don't do that. And I have to go along with that. I think that.
Oh well, here we go. Dewey Bartlett, who's the mayor of Tulsa, he delivered his state of the city address yesterday, and said that he hoped OU fans would opt for the traditional ending of the national anthem for their game against Air Force in Norman.
Right. And I got to go along with all of that. You can play games with a lot of songs, but don't play games with that
one. Well, and I don't care that they're playing anybody like Air Force or anything. They just shouldn't be doing
that. No, Military Appreciation Day
shouldn't be anything special. They, that should never be done. Yeah. So, but evidently Bob Stoops weighed in on it yesterday and kind of said, "No, y'all knock that off.
That's going too far." Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Okay. No.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Have a little delay there. Mm-hmm. Anyhow. Well, no, I had not caught that. All right. So let's see what else we got going on here this morning. Oh, so a Florida man's sea burial went awry when his body was found floating in the Atlantic. Idea's burial here, I think.
Yeah.
At first, police thought it was a homicide.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
They only learned later that, in fact, it was the man's final wish. He had died earlier this month. He was 48 years old, according to the Miami Herald.
Uh-huh.
The man's family put his body on dry ice, brought it to South Florida, chartered a boat, said their goodbyes, released him into the sea. Body floated to the surface the next day where fishermen found it about 4.5 miles from shore. Incidentally, after the burial at sea, the family went fishing in honor before returning to shore.
If it was homicide, wouldn't it have a cinder block attached to
it?
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Are you one of the 25 million people who suffer from painful, ugly varicose veins that make your legs feel heavy at the end of the day? I'm Dr. Andy Hansen, and I brought the venous closure procedure to the Brazos Valley over 3 years ago. This is an office-based procedure that's an alternative to the old vein-stripping surgery. It is covered by most health insurers, and you're back to normal activities within a day. To find out if the venous closure procedure is right for you, contact our office at 979-696-8346 or check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. Don't let your veins become a pain.
If you're looking for brand name Aggie Game Day apparel, then this is where you want to go. Today, Friday, and Saturday, come to the A&M Outlet Tent Sale, which is going on right across the street in the Best Buy parking lot right across from A&M. You'll find a huge selection of Adidas, Game Day wear, Mossy Oak camo, and New Era caps all at tent sale prices. Plus, the A&M Outlet has exclusive items and designs that you're not going to find at any other tent sale, along with a great selection of tanks and T-shirts and shorts and sweatshirts for Aggies of any age. Located, again, in the Best Buy parking lot off Texas Avenue. And it's convenient to the campus, obviously. The A&M Outlet Tent Sale has everything you need for the game at outrageous discounts. Come by and see why all tent sales are not the same. The A&M Outlet Tent Sale is going on across from the A&M parking campus in the parking lot of Best Buy. It is today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Don't miss it. The A&M Outlet Tent Sale.
The Toyota 2011 truck models are on the way to your local Toyota dealer. That can mean only one thing. The 2010 Toyota truck clearance event is officially on. Take advantage of model year-end deals. One of the best times of the year to buy. Save big on Tundras, Tacomas, Crewmax, double cabs, and more. Trucks with the best resale value and built from legendary Toyota quality. Come make an offer on any 2010 truck and prepare to save with a model year-end clearance deal. The 2010 Toyota truck clearance event on now. Now at your Toyota dealer. Get $3,000 cash back on all new 2010 Tundras or get 0 for 60 on a new 2010 Tundra Crewmax and save over $6,200. See your Toyota dealer today or visit buyatoyota.com. Resale value based on MY2010, CKBB.com. Cashback through TMS and GST. Financing with approved credit through TFS. Savings based on weekly national auto rate for 60-month term on bankrate.com for 6.78% versus 0% for $34,300 financed. Typical rate for a new 2010 Tundra Crewmax. See dealer or call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 10-410.
All right, better get to Target store if you want the exclusive version of Taylor Swift's new album. She's teamed up with Target for the release of Speak Now. This edition will have three additional songs, some remixes, and some video content available October 25th. So if you're a Taylor Swift fan, so go do that. Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, American Idol.
That's it, has dropped 5 dress sizes.
Really?
Thanks to Weight Watchers and having her first baby. The New York Post says that Jennifer was at an elementary school in Manhattan yesterday to launch her Lose for Good campaign. It'll try to help young people fight obesity and hunger. Good for her.
You know what? And I mean, she's an attractive lady.
Yep.
You know, and I bet
she was attractive when she was larger. She's probably even more
now.
Yeah. She says her new healthy physique will come in handy when she tours after the release of her album, which is due out next year. But anyway, it's a deal called Lose for Good.
She can belt a song out there.
There you are. Hey, here you go. Speaking of ramping up your energy and stuff, because you need to, here's some ways to help you do that. First, drink water. Dehydration causes fatigue. While caffeine is a temporary high, feel free to enjoy your morning coffee, but then sip glasses of water And keep yourself a bottle of water nearby, or just use tap water if you don't want to spend the money for bottled water, because that's too expensive for some folks to want to use on a daily basis and consume a lot of. But just drink water. Get some protein. The Wonder Nutrient will keep your blood sugar on an even keel throughout the day. Also, citrus can perk up your taste buds and perk you up. So like maybe squeeze some lemon into your water or something like that. Turn on the radio. Yes, that keeps your energy level up. Music can, chatting can, we don't even think in music. We play music on Tuesdays, that's enough.
That's right.
And get moving. It's not easy to necessarily, for instance, jog or whatever, even compared with hitting the snooze button, but researchers at the University of Georgia found sleep-deprived people increase their energy level by 20% after exercise. Spend time with people who make you happy. As easy as chatting up the UPS guy or something like that, or maybe the person who gets you your morning coffee if you go someplace to do that. Go for good enough. Are you a perfectionist? If so, wonderful, but that's going to wear you out. Just get stuff done. Smell the roses. Brainiacs over at Harvard have showed that folks who look at fresh flowers in the morning have more energy. Go smell somebody's flowers, okay?
You might tell them first.
And most importantly, be nice, be grateful. Getting burnt out isn't a choice. Being negative is. So just kind of take a breath. I don't know if you heard this. Something you should know this morning talking about that. Breathe deeply three times, and it really kind of shifts your brain to the point where you feel much better going into a situation.
Yeah, so I do that a lot.
Just do that. Breathe three times, and your brain actually changes the way they process information.
The number one nutrition store is here in College Station. Complete Nutrition has the number one weight loss system, muscle-building products, or any products to get you healthier. Look better, perform better, feel better. Complete Nutrition.
Senator Phil Graham.
68 times there were efforts to cut wasteful spending, but Congressman Chet Edwards didn't support a single one. Chet Edwards voted for every Obama appropriation causing the deficit to explode. Chet voted for the $1 trillion stimulus bill, the bailout bill, the Obama budget with a $1 trillion deficit, and on February the 4th, he voted for the largest increase in federal debt in American history. 6 days later, Congressman Chet Edwards wrote to the people of the district, "This election is about fiscal responsibility so we don't drown our children in national debt." Don't you love Washington? The hypocrisy, the cynicism. Don't we deserve better?
I'm Bill Flores, candidate for Congress. I approve this message. If you send me to Washington, I'm going to shut down the Obama spending machine. Paid for by Bill Flores for Congress.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, I'm always talking about how you'll find a world of treasures at Half Price Books, a constantly changing selection of new and used books, music, movies, and more, because they buy from their neighbors every day. Always new surprises for the whole family. It's why Jenny, the kids, and I are always dropping in. So it comes as no surprise that I get great stories on my page at hpb.com. This one from Daniel pretty much sums it up. You go in and bam, it's all in your face. Books galore, music, movies, and other random stuff you find here and there. And I love the records. Good stuff, great price. I couldn't have said it better. So go to halfpricebooks.com, click on my page, and send me your favorite story. I'll send you a little something to make your next trip to Half Price Books even more fun. Half Price Books, real books, real treasures, real cheap, on South Texas Avenue next to Kroger. And I hope to hear from you real soon.
Hey, about 5 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here's this thing. This is a show called Something You Should Know, and we run it, about 6:30 in the morning. And more often than not, it has kind of interesting stuff on it. But here's what the lady said. It's about 25 seconds.
Take a deep breath, and you can do that with me right now. And repeat that three times. And once you've done that, you'll start to feel your body relax. And we know that at that moment, your brain is engaging in a new way. The patterns in your brain are restructuring and your nerves are changing. You don't have to go away for 2 weeks to do a little reset. You only have to take this very short amount of time, and it can help you to be more effective on the job.
So that's pretty cool. Huh?
I was doing it while she was talking.
Yeah, and again, you can do it any number of times during the day, but that's what the story about today was, using more of your brain power.
in your everyday job.
So if you all hear, like, during the sportscast a pause, I'm just doing my three breaths.
Okay, just doing your breath thing.
I'll keep the bumper music going,
okay,
you know.
So that we'll know you're still
there. Yeah, you know I hadn't fallen off the chair or anything.
Yeah, that's
right?
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Smokers will not be able to light up when hanging out along pedestrian walkways across the five boroughs of New York City as part of a broad expansion of the city's smoking ban to parks, beaches, and boardwalks. In announcing the widespread ban yesterday, Michael Bloomberg, the mayor, says the science is clear. Prolonged exposure to secondhand smoke, whether you're indoors or out, hurts your health. They are absolutely just treating smokers like second-class citizens. Not saying it's a healthy habit, not saying it's good. I'm a reformed smoker. I used to love to smoke and all that. Had I known that I was offending people as much as it does, I would have quit probably long ago. But, man, I mean, let these people work through it, okay? I mean, you're the point where
it's you and I both know it's tough. It's very, very tough.
Sure it is. Yeah.
You were successful. I was successful, but there's a lot of people that have been at it for years
that
have not been successful yet.
Yeah,
but they may still be,
or they've cut back or whatever. But don't ostracize them. I mean, really, just and again, we have kind of moderate temperatures. I can't imagine if you live in Minneapolis and they make you go outside to smoke. They probably get over it a little bit faster. I would think they would. Okay, go outside. Yeah. A woman across the pond serving time behind bars for neglecting her kids and pets so she could play video games. A woman explains that she left her three kids with nothing to eat except cold beans from a can while she played the game Small World almost nonstop.
And ironically, that's what she's eating now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. She has a very limited diet, too.
Exactly.
She reportedly told police that the, that's the way it goes. The woman's attorney says that her client used to be a competent mother. Her husband died a few years ago. And he says that she shut herself off from the world and operated in this world of the small world, if you will.
I'm sorry your husband died, but that's no excuse.
That's right. I am, too. But, yes, if you have children and responsibility, you kind of really already have to do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Your responsibility gets greater then.
It does. On this date in history.
I love this part.
The Mayflower set sail for the New World. Do you know how many people were on the Mayflower? I don't think I knew this.
20.
102.
Wow, really?
They started the whole country on that.
God, I hope they all didn't, like, get over to the left or something, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, half of you over here.
Over here.
No,
The Massachusetts village of Shawmut changed its name to Boston in 1630 on this date. The term OK was created by the OK Club.
How about that?
Old Kinderhook, New York. That's where Martin Van Buren was from. That's how we get OK. Play-Doh was introduced in 1955. In 1988, Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy. Oh, 1955, later that day, by the way, with Play-Doh, you found out it didn't taste nearly as good as it smelled.
Oh, sorry. Okay, that's doing
right.
A little Bobby
that's right. And then Bobby McFerrin in 1988. And there Hurricane Ivan plowed into the Gulf Coast, 130-mile-an-hour winds, 115 people died, as a matter of fact, as in 2004.
There you go.
Da-da-da-da-da.
If you watch America's Got Talent, I don't, but a lot of you do, Michael Grimm, 30 years old, was shocked when his name was announced as the winner yesterday of America's Got Talent. One of the finalists there, I guess I didn't know this, was a performance troupe called Fighting Gravity, 13 frat brothers from Virginia Tech.
Really?
They didn't win, but they made the finals. And Willie Nelson and Woody Harrelson.
Well,
that's got to be up to no good, right?
No,
they're going to have a poker tournament in Los Angeles to raise money for Sustainable Biodiesel Alliance.
Okay.
That makes me want to deal in right there.
They'll be loaded before they get to the table. WDW kind of thing.